participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity first, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock.
And all the ships at sea. Man, oh man, you never thought this was a show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, incidentally, you can stay on that.
Okay, good.
Got one of those phone calls after the show yesterday.
We're cool.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
UDAs agree on only one thing.
Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday, July 11th. Phone number 877-365-3636. That's the national number.
All right.
Washington, D.C., call us at 202-432-1067. And every day, here he is, a real Brutus, a bully.
He's awesome.
He's like Pluto. Every day, pounds me.
Today?
Here's the deal today.
What did he do to you today? I didn't see him today. Did he drag you into the stairwell?
He had a 2x4,
right?
Had a couple of rusty nails that he pounded through with his fist.
Is that why your butt's bleeding?
Yeah. And he said,
no. Say my name, say my name, say my name.
Doesn't he sing it, though? Say my name, say my name.
That would work, didn't it, Buzz?
There he is, Guy Birdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, and welcome to the show, everybody.
These two DAs agree on only one thing.
We do, and that is going to be that we will have a great show for you today.
Yeah. I haven't looked forward to a show this much in quite some time.
The dog kissing show is happening today, the French dog kissing show. The people, the dogs, they're already here.
Yeah, they're gathering as we speak, and it was a lobby full of dogs.
So we're going to bring them in just a second. Also today on the show, from Motley Crue,
Nikki Six.
Oh, really? Cool.
Nikki's taking the sex quiz.
Excellent.
That'll be messy. That's on today's show. Now, about Pastor Prime Rockers.
Yes.
Which is why I mentioned Nikki Six.
Right.
I know this is not going to surprise you, but the good guys from Poison
right.
have decided that they can't find time in the schedule to come in tomorrow as they had promised.
Oh, that sucks. I was bragging about that to people last night.
Shocking.
Yeah, right. You know, and it's our own fault for believing it. For believing that.
That really, really sucks.
Someone would tell us that they would come in and do all this stuff.
Yeah.
So the people from Poison, not the actual Poisoners themselves.
The manager-type people?
Right. Called and said that they want to make it up to us.
Uh-huh.
And that the way they want to make it up to us is to invite you and I to the show tomorrow night to have us on stage performing with Poison.
How embarrassing.
And I said, absolutely not. However, I would like to send Tom Gavin and Dennis Murphy.
Right, to be on stage, will you?
To perform Unskinny Bop.
Yes.
With Poison.
That'd be fun.
So that is what we have sent back to the Poison camp. What we'd like to do is send Tom and Dennis out to a Nissan Pavilion tomorrow night.
Very good.
With a tape recorder.
Okay.
Get the backstage passes.
Good.
Let them interview the band and then actually get the tape of them on stage.
Right. Very exciting.
Performing Unskinny Bop with the Poison.
I know Tom knows it by heart.
Now, would they be traveling out there together? Because that would be the best fireworks, because you know they don't get along.
Well, yeah, they're rivals, Rob.
Dennis would have to drive.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dennis would drive. I'm sure Dennis has picked Tom up before.
So anyway, somebody has to get a hold of Dennis, and someone has to get a hold of Tom.
Yeah. What a drag that they're not coming in here, though. I was really looking forward to that. I went out and bought a Poison album. I'm not a big Poison fan, but
if you didn't open it, return it.
No, I opened it. I didn't like it very much. I returned it anyway. Maybe I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, return it anyway. I can't believe that yesterday I forgot to mention this. We had so much stuff happening yesterday, and I'm not the biggest baseball fan in the world, and I know that I'm like the last guy to jump on this bandwagon, but it sucks ass so bad that at the All-Star game, it went to the 11th inning,
right?
And Bud Light, Bud Selig,
right.
Who's the commissioner of baseball, and incidentally,
Donnie's a car dealer. He's not the commissioner of baseball. He's a car dealer.
He is such a fantastic commissioner. Oh. I am urging him to immediately apply for the position of head of Infinity Broadcast.
Amen.
That'd be great.
He's proven himself to be such a trustworthy, logical, right-thinking executive.
Well, when you have a great All-Star game with great playing and, highlight reel-style play in the All-Star game, what better way to send the fans home happy than by kissing your sister?
Yeah.
By basically calling it a tie.
Go to
a dumbass. You know, don't like, bend the rules because it's an exhibition anyway.
Listen, here's where I'm coming from on this, that we briefly talked yesterday during Buzz's news about how when they struck in 1994, they lost me as a fan, but I used to be a guy.
It was 81, 94, and now they're going to be talking about this one.
Yeah. In 94, they lost me, and I was a guy who would read the box scores every day.
Right.
And one of the things that I enjoyed about baseball was the fact that you had a game that had no set time limit, that sometimes you'd get those games that would go so far into the night that they would have to actually pick the game up the next day.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
That there's no time limit.
That's what's great about baseball. There is no clock.
Now, here's what the morons at baseball are saying. They're saying, well, we only had 30 guys on the roster, and by the 11th inning, we exhausted all of our pitchers. So we could not go on and play because all of the guys that we had who had pitched, they'd already pitched. Well, the answer to that is, and this is what I used to love about baseball, in a real regular baseball game, if you get to the 14th inning, the 15th inning, and you're out of pitchers,
you bring in Jose Canseco.
Yeah, you bring in a catcher, an outfielder,
and that's
a first baseman,
and
cool.
It's a blast.
That would have been great.
And it's fun.
That's what you do.
There's your solution, but I also will tell you, it's an exhibition game. So you bring back a pitcher again.
Yeah.
It's not any big deal.
Who cares?
It's really not. You put an asterisk next to the score because somebody would say, hey, we reused the pitcher. Or, there are a million ways around it.
If it's a legitimate game,
it's one thing, but it's not a legitimate game.
Or you could just do what I said. You bring up some guy who doesn't pitch.
You have him smile. You have him laughing on the mound as he's throwing pitches. And it's hysterical. And you know what? With a non-pitcher on the mound, somebody who's just coming in there, you'd probably get a pretty quick resolution to the game, too.
And from the way I understand it, they didn't bother to even tell the fans until...
No.
The bottom of the 11th inning.
Yeah, and I keep on playing, or some of the fans were chanting. I saw the very end of it, but I'm not sure what
they were yelling, keep playing, go on strike now.
Bud must die.
Bud must die, all that stuff.
And this just in, Bud Selig has already declared next year's game a tie as well.
There you go.
And I told you one reason that I wasn't going to get involved in the All-Star game this year was because I knew it would be a tribute to death. Mm-hmm. And... It was, because a lot of it was based on Ted Williams.
Yeah, but not overly done. I mean, it was very, you know, in fact, a lot less than I expected.
And Jack Buck. But listen to this. They announce that this year, from this year forward, the most valuable player of the All-Star game will be named the Ted Williams Most Valuable Player.
Ted Williams hit a famous home run in the All-Star game, so it's appropriate to, you know, name this award after him.
They're going to name it after him.
Right.
Right after he's dead, right after all this crap.
This is ridiculous. This is hysterical.
This is what is so... This is where the parallels between Major League Baseball and Infinity Broadcast. That's where there's no distinction.
Watch it.
Not only do they call the game and send everybody home,
Right. Because
it's a tie,
right?
They don't name a most valuable player.
Oh my God.
So they create the award. They make the big deal about creating the MVP award in Ted Williams' name. And then they choose not to give the award out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just F it.
I know.
I mean, this guy is, and you know what? Any hope that I had for there not being a strike right now is because it's this dumbass that's involved in this crook, Bud. You know,
Bud Light, Bud. What's your problem, Bud? So anyway, we didn't discuss that yesterday. It's been talked to death, I guess. It's my fault that, you know, I had it written down. We didn't get to it. Today, I just want to point out something real briefly in the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy who writes a column named Bob Levy.
Oh, good. I'm glad you saw this.
And occasionally we talk about this guy. He writes about us every once in a while. His
BSB.
His whole deal is he's the man about town.
He's the SB. He's the ultimate SB.
And that is?
Sanctimonious bastard.
He has more complaints about stupid things. You know what his main axe to grind was like 3 years ago?
Eating on the subway.
No, that continues. He's off this one now. He hates Big Bird on Sesame Street because Big Bird ducks responsibility.
All right, now. This guy, Bob Levy, I'm going to give him some credit today on the show. And I'm going to say, he's come up with a way every year, and I guess he's been writing this column in the Washington Post for 20 years. Every summer he comes up with a way to get out of writing columns. Here's the deal. He's the Jack Diamond of the Washington Post.
Right, exactly.
Because he sets up this deal called Send a Kid to Camp.
Right. He's been doing it for a million years.
Now, Bob Levy himself, who I'm guessing makes, maybe $100,000 from the Post.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't just take $20,000 or $30,000 of his own dollars and send some underprivileged kids to camp.
Right.
What he does is he writes in his column. Normally, there's a little blurb at the end that says, "Oh, incidentally, don't forget the Send a Kid to Camp program." Mm-hmm. We're running behind in donations this year.
They always seem to be running behind.
Well, this is the greatest. This is the earliest now, July 11th. It's the earliest that he's ever devoted an entire column to writing about how they're running behind in donations.
Yeah, so as opposed to writing a real column, it's kind of like an ad. It's a solicit.
Now, and what it is something, and now what I want to do is start counting between now and the end of summer how many columns Bob Levy devotes to, rather than writing about it. He's like the Andy Rooney of the Washington Post.
Yeah, and you know, a difficult task, really, when you think about, you know, guys that do this. You got to come up with fresh ideas. You got to write about something interesting. He's given it up, and he's got a strategy, as you said, that allows him not to have to come up with the idea to write anything interesting, not that he ever does anyway.
And I guarantee you that he banged this thing out in 10 minutes.
He's probably got them stored up. He probably just hits print
It is send the kid to camp, and it's that we don't have enough money, and why don't we have enough money? Maybe it's because of the stock market.
Right.
Maybe it's because of the events of 9/11. And please, please, God, would you stop blaming everything on 9/11? Can we stop blaming everything bad that happens on 9/11?
Blame the people that are really at fault, heads of big companies.
Okay. So, right here, the whole column, it says the dog days usually come in August, but if you're trying to raise money to send DD kids to camp, this July might make you wonder. I'm sitting on the crapper this morning, and I get to the first paragraph, and I think, oh, my God, this is the earliest ever that I can remember Bob Levy devoting, and it is a quarter of a page column in the Washington Post.
To right next to the comics where it belongs.
To this send a kid to camp thing.
Right.
Now, keep in mind that much like disc jockeys who enjoy, like Jack Diamond,
right,
who enjoy finding like kids who have been in car wrecks and raising money for them and everything.
Yes, yeah, you know, getting their material on the backs of, you know, less fortunate people.
This guy, Bob Levy, he's writing about these underprivileged kids and how for many of them, and it's the same stuff, you know, hiking, swimming, arts and crafts. Marshmallows roasted around the campfire.
There you go, Bob.
He writes all of this stuff, and he says it costs about $500 to send one kid to camp this summer. And his goal is, by July 26th, he wants his readers to donate $700,000.
It's 2 weeks. 700 grand?
That is the goal. In hand.
Rob, you better get your checkbook out.
In hand right now, $220,795.01.
That's a lot of money.
I gave the 1 cent.
So he's got like $500,000 to raise.
Uh-huh. Anybody put the old charity under the microscope? he's got to watch. When you talk about those dollars, you get over 100 grand.
He does write that your dollars will not be used for stationery or SUVs or camp stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I like put it under the microscope. You know, hi, what do you do? I'm a camp counselor. How much are you making? I make $150,000 a year.
The point is, if your job...
My name is Timmy Levy.
And as far as I can tell, Bob Levy's job is... It's called Bob Levy's Washington.
Right.
His job is to write about the crazy, kooky quirks of living in the nation's capital and the curmudgeon-y things that bother him and his idiot readership.
This is our camp director, Shelley Levy.
His job description does not include...
What if the camp was at his house?
Being savior to underprivileged children.
Right.
You know, if you really want to do something, Bob, what you do is if it costs $500 to send a kid to camp...
Right.
You get $5,000 out of your own pocket.
No, you go upstairs and you knock on Don Graham's office door.
Mm-hmm. If you really care, you take $5,000 out of your own pocket.
He poops that kind of money.
You send 10 kids to camp and you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
And you don't write about it in the newspaper. You just do it.
That's right.
You just do it. What Bob Levy does is he asks the readers of his column to contribute the money. And, of course, it's all under the heading of Bob Levy's annual campaign.
So not only is he asking his listeners to come up to pony up the dough, but he's getting out of the fact that he's doing what he's paid to do, which is to write an entertaining column.
And he's holding these witty observations hostage for his readers until they cough up the dough.
Yes, and this is the earliest.
I got to write my check so I can get back to being funny. You know, and talk about stale donuts.
Some people like that, I guess.
This is the earliest that Bob Levy has ever devoted an entire column.
Well, Bob Levy also dabbles in radio. I've heard Bob Levy, and he has the most sanctimonious way of talking.
Oh, he's a prick.
Hi, I'm Bob Levy.
He had a show for a while on MAL that was canceled.
Didn't we kick his ass one time? Weren't we against him one time? Didn't we just bury him?
One time, I think WRC put him on against us, and that didn't last very long. It's so friggin' two-faced that if you really care so much, give the money, you want to start the organization, do it somewhere other than the newspaper.
Because as soon as you do that, as soon as I don't fault any major charity that comes out and they want to get publicity for their cause. But when you're talking about individuals, And I will put Jerry in this category. I'm
Jerry.
Sorry, Rob. I will put Jerry in the category as well. You're talking about, you're not just doing it. You're doing it and getting credit for it. Yeah. And that's just, that takes away from it to me. It always has.
And this is not something, and I've read about this for years in syndicated camp. This is not in conjunction with any other major organization.
Right.
This is simply Bob Levy.
Oh, Bob, what a good guy you are. Oh, Bob.
Bob Levy, the great Bob Levy, who takes time out of writing about how he's upset that people are allowed to eat hot dogs on the subway. He takes time out of writing these great columns.
I'd love, man, I swear to God, I would love to see him on a subway and just bring on some Chinese food and lay it out on the seat next to me.
This is one check you could feel good about writing.
Uh-huh.
It answers a question I get nearly every day from city dwellers and suburbanites alike.
There it is. Okay, there's the ego right there. A question I get every day.
No, they want to know how they can help rescue children in D.C. who have been left behind. Please.
Because he's the great Pied Piper.
What I would like is some documentation of Bob Levy walking down the street, someone recognizing him, which first, I can't believe what happened.
Right.
But let's say it does happen. And they go, hey, Bob Levy, Washington Post.
Hi.
I read your column all the time.
Thank you.
Hey, Bob.
Yes?
I'm really concerned. How can I help rescue children in the D.C. area who seem to have been left behind?
Write a check to my Kids to Camp campaign.
It's a question, and here's a quote from Bob Levy. It answers a question I get nearly every day.
Nearly every day.
From city dwellers to suburbanites.
Everywhere he goes.
It just puts him in this lofty position of being the big savior. And you know what? God, it makes me sick when I don't mind raising money for Send Kids to Camp. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. What I wish is he would take himself out of it, but he can't do that because the ego is too much.
If you're going to do it in the column, just make it like a little box.
Right.
At the very end, like maybe a 3-inch box at the end that just says,
right,
send a kid to camp, we're doing it again this year, here's where we are, here's what we'd like to
see. And seriously, you know the kind of money you're talking about at the Washington Post? You know, the Graham family? I mean, he walks up and knocks on the door, that whole thing. This.
And Mike, I'm nowhere near panic over the course of the 2002 campaign, yet the old brow is beginning to furrow. Please rescue my drop-dead good looks by making the gift. You'll not only help a child have a happier summer, he'll help build a stronger community. Thank you very much.
But see the veiled reference to me. You know, I'm frowning.
Make me
smile. You know, it's me. God, what a prick.
You know, and the point is, the guy is paid by the Post to write a column that's, and it's by the comics because it's supposed to be something that you can read while you're having a nice BM and maybe occasionally get a chuckle.
Right.
You'll notice that they don't have him in the real news part of the newspaper.
Right.
He's opposite the crossword puzzle and Zippy the Pinhead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Buzz, I know you love the crossword puzzle.
Lord help his jumbles.
But that's where he's just one page ahead of Kids Post.
Right.
Okay, he's one page away from Blondie.
Exactly.
He's a page away from Broomhilda.
You know, if a real rich guy stepped up and, like, penned a check for $700,000, just wrote him the check, he'd hate it. Because he wouldn't be able to, you know, squeeze more material out of it.
You know what you have to do?
He plans on. He plans on, you know, doing these, you know, that's why he likes it. The slower, the better.
He would have to devote a column
to
this great individual who just magnanimously wrote a check for $700,000 to send these kids to camp. And I have all kinds of questions like, why is the goal $700,000?
Mm-hmm.
Who set that goal? Did Bob set that goal?
Right.
Who set the goal? How about you got the schmucks to read your column.
$500. What does the $500 per kid go to?
You got
SUVs and paperwork.
You got the
paperwork.
The kids you help support go to Camp Moss Hollow, a wooded site in a secluded part of Fauquier County, Virginia.
Hey.
At the Hollow, they have all the traditional experiences that many of us had as kids. Hiking, swimming, arts and crafts, marshmallows roasted around campfires.
Is it an overnight camp?
I think so. They make friends and learn the meaning of teamwork, often for the first time. You know, Bob, you sanctimonious son of a bitch. if you really care, donate some money, send some kids to camp, and shut your friggin' pie hole. Shut your mouth. Go back to doing what you do. Write about how you can't believe that if you are 1 second late from putting a quarter in the parking meter, that the guy will still write you a ticket. Write about how upsetting it is that when you pay $12.95 for cable, that you don't get MSNBC. You get CNBC, but you don't get MSNBC.
You know, I know we're talking about, personal experiences with this camp thing, but I'd like to mention that my impressionist camp and breakfast bar is only $300.
Wow.
So it's a much better value than
buy.
It truly is. Now, the impressionist camp is, yes, it's a day camp, and you have to pay for your own motel. But the breakfast bar is complimentary, and it's fantastic. And everybody gets a leather wallet.
And this whole thing that they make themselves, right?
Yeah, they make themselves. Oh, that's right. It's the engine style.
And right? I want to tell you something else. and I really mean this. And I'm no different than anybody else. I worry, I guess, sometimes about inner city kids.
Sure.
But I want to tell all the kids in the inner cities who are right now dealing crack and involved in gunplay and opening up the fire hydrants to get warm. I was, to get cool these warm days. I was a regular suburban kid, and my parents sent me to camp. And I want to tell you something. I hated it.
You're not missing much.
I hated it. It's a million degrees. You get bit by mosquitoes. Other kids beat the crap out of you.
Right.
The food sucks. You want to talk about roughing it. You gotta like take a BM either in a one of them old fashioned wooden commodes, or you just go out into the woods and take a crap.
But let's not ignore some of the life changing early experiences with love that you can have at camp.
Well, now that is also true.
I think there's quite a bit of awakening that goes on at sleepover camp.
Unfortunately, that never happened to me. I was sent to an all boys camp.
Oh, I was actually quite involved in the YMCA camping experience. I was a camp camp counselor. I was a counselor in training director, and I was a bus driver for the day camp. And there was the girls counselor in training, and I it was like right out of that movie. What's it, Meatballs?
Yes,
whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
Great movie.
Huh? Yeah, I'll never forget that. Lynn was her name. It was one of those deals where all the counselors, the drinking age was 18 back then, and we were sitting in a little booth.
Yeah,
and I'll never forget that. You know, I didn't know that she was interested in me at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you ever get one of those deals where you're sitting next to? You ever had this happen to you with a first time experience? Sitting in the booth, and all of a sudden you feel the hand on your thigh.
Oh yeah, except in my case it was in a radio booth.
Well, but I mean, you know, really. Ladies, you want to get a guy? Put your hand on his thigh.
I don't think that the thought here is to get these kids laid.
And I didn't mean that. I meant love, experience. I didn't say laid.
And for instance, that I would support.
I was going to say, maybe you should try that next year. Get a kid laid.
Oh, yeah, stop it.
Sex camp.
For $500.
Stop reading sex camp.
I'm going to try something here. I'm going to call the number it says to contribute.
Yeah.
With Visa or MasterCard.
All right.
To see if it's actually Bob Levy's voice.
Let's see if it is him. Because there'll be a chance for our listeners to hear what he sounds like.
Okay.
I don't even think it'll be him.
Then punch in kids.
Good morning. I'm Sharon Scott, associate editor of the Washington Post National Weekly. Welcome to Post Haste.
KID.
Hi, this is Bob Levy. I want to thank you for calling to make a contribution to our campaign.
What is that?
If you experience any...
There you go. All right, so now you get a chance to hear his voice.
Please dial 202-334...
Right. Let's leave a message for him.
...which is Bob Levy's list. Leave your name and phone number, and someone will call you back to get your information. Thank you.
To make a donation using your Visa or MasterCard, please have your credit card
handy.
If you'd like to make a contribution, please press 1 now and follow the prompts one at a time. If you don't wish to contribute, press any other key.
Press them out.
You may now enter your 4-digit code.
Oh, no, that just sends you back to...
Yeah, you get back to the news. So you can't, talk to Bob.
Hold on a second.
Hi, this is Bob Levy. I want to thank you for calling to make a contribution to our campaign.
You prick.
If you experience any difficulties while making a contribution, please dial 202-334.
No, that's just the business line.
That's the standard number, so.
Right.
No messages for Bob.
No.
Leave your name and phone number, and someone
will... Let's at least hear the heartfelt pitch one more time.
Yeah. Thank you.
To make a donation using your Visa or MasterCard, please have your credit card handy. If you'd like to make a contribution, please press 1 now and follow the prompts one at a time. If you don't wish to contribute, to make a donation using this system, you will need to speak all information that is requested. Do not enter any information using your touchtone phone keys. First, please speak your daytime phone number, including area code, so that we will be able to contact you if necessary. When you're finished, please press 1.
So what do we want?
You sanctimonious prick.
Now please tell us your name, spelling any difficult words. If you would like to make a donation in honor of, in memory of, or in the name of another person, please provide that person's name as well as your own. If you would like an acknowledgement sent, please provide the address to send it to. Please press 1 when you are done.
You ready, Mike?
Yeah.
Charlie Stuang Stabilak. S-T-U-A-N-G S-T-A-B-A-L-A-C. Thank you.
Now please give us the billing address of your credit card. This will most likely be a home address. Please be sure to spell any difficult words. When you are finished, press 1.
Sanctimonious prick. Lame. Dirtbag. F-wad. Time waster. Unable to come up with an original idea for a stupid column that's next to Kathy. You're next to the comic strip Kathy. How about send Bob Levy to a funeral? I would contribute to that.
Now please read us your credit card number and the expiration date. When you are finished,
and this is where we'll go away.
F you.
Finally, please tell us how much you would like to contribute. When you are finished, please press 1.
This I do mean seriously. Bob Levy, Don Geronimo from the Donna Mike Show. And I am saying this on the air now. I will match whatever contribution you make personally. Whatever contribution you, Bob Levy, pull out of that wallet that I'm sure is just burrowed into your ass because it's been so long since you've actually reached in to pay any money to send these kids to camp yourself. Whatever you send,
there you go.
You send me at WJFK Radio a copy of the check that's from your personal account, and I will match it.
Bingo.
Penny for penny.
That's a nice thing.
However, keep in mind, I will announce to my listeners how much you yourself have donated.
Okay, I think that's fair.
Yeah. Thanks so much for your support. Any questions can be reached at 202-300 part of post haste.
No, I don't.
You may now enter the board.
All right, there you go.
Good. All right. Well, I hope he contacts you, and I hope that makes all the ball busting worthwhile.
And I do mean that. I'd pay it. Just to find out how much he's actually paying out of his own pocket.
Make him squirm a little bit. And now I can write another column about the can.
Now, Bob, you want to, you're a rich guy.
And now it's $1 million. $1 million.
I don't think I have to worry about that.
No, you don't have to worry about that.
As a matter of fact, I would bet...
Zero.
But I never hear back from him.
Yeah.
I never hear back from him.
Awesome. If he wants to, make some money for the cause, he should contact you.
You know, Bob, think about it, Bob. I mean, if you gave $5,000,
right?
Why, goodness sakes, you'd have the opportunity to embarrass me publicly, and I'd give $5,000 to your syndicate to camp program.
You think about him all the time. I mean, whenever anybody's talking to you about any subject, you always say, "What about Bob?"
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, this is Bob Wilson's lover, Dante, and I just wanted to call to let you know how I feel about this show and what you're doing to my boyfriend.
What you gonna eat for something?
God, what a mealy mouth, like slobbering.
The wrong name. The wrong newspaper.
I think he really is gay.
And she couldn't talk.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Was it a she?
I think so. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
What the hell made you think that was a guy?
It sounded like a guy trying to sound gay.
That wasn't a very good job.
No.
And, I was kind of a little upset with you guys, you know, on this issue. I know Bob Levy, and, I know the family, and, I mean, this doesn't seem right that you guys are, you know, bashing someone for trying to raise money for kids.
Oh, please. Listen, here's the deal. You want to raise money for kids.
Yeah. Can I just interrupt you just for a second? No. This guy does not know the Levy family, has never met the Levy family. This guy has called us before, and this guy is a professional arguer.
All right, I'll go with
you. What are you talking about? I do know the Levy family. I did a play with his daughter.
No, you're lying.
Well, if you know Bob personally, then maybe you could tell me, out of his own pocket, how much does Bob kick in every year?
I don't know that.
Doesn't even know Bob Levy. This guy's called before. I know the voice. I know the voice as well as I know any voice that calls our show.
I'm sorry, Mike. I really haven't called before. I'm a big fan of the show.
Well, great.
I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, yeah, well, I know your style, and I know your whole angle.
You know what? It did kind of redeem yourself a little bit, Don. You know, and I do hope
redeem myself. Kiss my ass. You know what?
He's a pro. The guy does it all the time. Whenever we get on any subject, he's called. He's called before. I recognize
that is not true.
Yes, it is.
I tell you what, if you're so tight with Bob Levy.
I'm not tight.
Hold on. If you know the family, why don't you pull your strings? Why don't you call Bob and have Bob call the show today?
Don's offered to match the the amount.
Why don't you do that? Being as you know Bob personally, and that was your whole point of calling, the fact that you know Bob Levy personally. Even if it's from just having appeared in a play with his daughter, you're trumpeting the fact that you know the guy.
I'm just saying I don't appreciate, he's a good guy.
No, he's a prick.
I'm standing by the fact that this guy is fabricating.
And I'm telling you, Bob Levy's a prick. He's a sanctimonious prick.
He's not. And I really will. I'll try and contact them today and have
We'll hold our breath.
Yeah, I'll wait for that. And what's your first name?
Robert.
Robert. Okay, I'll wait for Bob Levy to call me and say, hey, Robert asked me to call.
Well, he won't need to say that.
Listen, Bob Levy is a sanctimonious, worthless prick. His column most days is worthless, and all he's doing on the newspaper today is wasting space. If Bob Levy wants to do good for people, Bob Levy should not be writing a humor column for the Washington Post. He should be over in Afghanistan dropping food out of airplanes.
But it seems like you guys always bash people that are trying to do good. Just like
We bash people who try to do good and
take credit for it.
And take credit for it.
Not
correct. Correct. You are absolutely right.
I really think you're wrong.
Let me give you an example.
Hold on,
a professional arguer.
Or whatever.
See, no, hang up, please. This is the same guy. I know the guy's name.
All right, hang up on him.
You know, and it's not that we bash people that do good. We bash people that are paid to do a job, like to entertain, to do a show, and they use the cause as material for their show, and it's just as much about their own praise as it is about raising money or doing something good.
I do get mad at people who do something good and then stand up and scream, either if it's into a radio microphone or, in this case, in a column that runs every day of the Washington Post, about how much they've done.
You want to see the people that I love or the people that are profiled on some news story where they go out and find these people. These people aren't looking for it. They're not in the limelight. They're not making the limelight part of the issue. These are people, and there are millions of people in this country that do that, that do so much good for other people, but they're not looking for...
You're looking at one of those people right now.
Right.
Right now you're looking at one of those people. Even though on a recent...
No, I think that it's even... Even people that...
Even though recently
get publicity for their cause, it's different than somebody who is in the media, somebody that has a job where they're paid to entertain people, whether it be writing a column or doing a radio show, and they incorporate that into it, it's so disingenuous. That's the problem. Yes, it sounds like we're just bashing people that do good, but it's not true.
The people who do good are the people who don't run around and scream and tell you about the good that they've done.
I mean, there are rich, poor, everybody, every other way in this city in particular that do incredible things.
You know, someone who really does good is someone who's out doing a broadcast, driving around the Beltway with a bullhorn. And when that person sees a homeless person,
he yells, "Thin the herd."
Thin the herd.
Doing some good. No, but Don, see, if you said that, then you would be making the cause of Thin the Herd part of your show. And that's basically going against everything you do.
Ah, you're right, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Don?
Well, you know, it'll be, hold on. It'll be interesting to see if Levy calls.
Right.
Or leaves a message. Because I meant that. I will match his donation.
And I will hedge my bet by, I will pay 1 cent on the dollar.
Penny for penny. And I'm guessing.
1 cent on the dollar. There you go. I will kick that in there, too. So, you know, if he contributes a dollar, I contribute a penny.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Levy used to put his number, actually, in his column. He'd call him, and every time I've called him, it's usually to prank him somehow. He will pick up the phone, and he goes, "Levy," like he's some beat reporter, you know?
Well, I think he's got the message now, and that'll get back to him.
Yeah, give it back to him, and let Bob Levy contact me. Does he never call on the air?
If he's a stand-up guy, that's a good way to raise some money for camp.
Call on the business line.
What do you think of that?
I was just going to point out to you guys, though, that you know how every major metropolitan paper has a guy like Jimmy Breslin or a Curb Kane or one of these guys that kind of get into the seedy underworld of the after-hours drinking and all that?
Yeah, the hard-nosed columnist.
Right. Yeah, that's what I guess I'm talking about, but we got Bob Levy. It's like
the
family circus.
Welcome to D.C. I mean, it's absolutely true. And Bob Levy probably gets invited to all the right parties and is plugged in inside the Beltway with all the Cokie Roberts and the Sam Donaldsons and all that.
And I'm sure when he comes in, they all go, Bob. Bob, who does so much to send the kids to camp?
I mean, anybody that reads the Washington Post knows that. Do we need somebody like a Jimmy Breslin at the Washington Post? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We need about 10 guys like
Jimmy Breslin. We have it, Mike. His name is Tony Kornheiser.
Well, we do. You know what, Tony? I'll give my props to Tony Kornheiser. I mean, he's the only guy that makes me laugh in that Washington Post. But I like Michael Wilbon, too.
I was just going to say, but I won't do Wilbon.
You don't like Wilbon?
No.
I like Wilbon, but it's usually about sports. You know, I'd love to just read a guy that has balls.
The real Bob Levy.
Is on the line?
That's what it says. Again, though,
he's got a very recognizable voice.
This is screened by one of our idiot screeners.
All right, let's see if it's the real Bob.
Robert asked me to call. It's Bob Levy.
Get out of here.
Every donation equals hookers and booze.
So Mike Landis guy. All right.
Oh, man.
Clear the lines out. Let's get a call 100. Let's see if we can give away. Today the jackpot is down to
$30,000 American dollars. That would send a lot of people to camp.
$30,000 for the celebrity burp number 4, and then we'll bring the people and the dogs in. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Father. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
Yeah. Okay, hi. WNFL in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
All right.
Las Vegas, radio station KSFM. Salt Lake City, KWUN, Little Rock, Arkansas, KABZ, 103.7, New Orleans, KAOK, that's Lake Charles, Louisiana. So many stations.
All right, I like being on the Big Easy.
New Orleans. 94.9 FM.
EBA is agree on only one thing.
There you go.
America's favorite helmet, Don and Mike.
Hey, who else
else did I want to mention there? Oh, Philly WYSP.
Sure.
Baltimore WJFK. Washington WJFK. Portland KUFO. If I forgot, I'll get to you later.
Yeah, very good. We still got a lot of radio stations around this great country of ours.
We do, and we do like spotlighting them every once in a while. You look outside on the dogs and all the people?
No, I haven't. We got a ton of people here.
Yeah. Someone's going to have to get one of those super duper pooper scoopers.
Yeah, because the dogs are going to make a mess. And I'm delighted that the St. Bernard is here.
Yeah.
The big dog.
I'm going to call 100 right now and then we'll bring the dogs in. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm Carl 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. What's your name?
My name's Keith.
Hi, Keith. Where are you from?
The Dance, California, brother.
All right, my friend. Now, you get a choice here. I will give you a hit DVD or a bag of meat. Which would you like?
The bag of what?
Meat. Meat, sir. Meat. The kind of meat you eat.
I'll take the first one.
All right. Then you want a DVD copy of Shallow Hal.
Sweet.
And that is with Jack Black. And Shallow Hal is out render on the video DVD today.
All right.
I'm really bummed he didn't take the bag of meat.
I would have taken the meat.
That means the meat goes back in the bag.
I always thought that when you give a choice like that, the meat goes to somebody on the show.
No.
It goes back in the prize closet, unfortunately.
Oh, it'll go bad there.
And you're going to play for $30,000.
All right.
The jackpot is gigantic, so I can't give you any hints beyond what you may have heard already on the show. Are you ready?
Yep.
Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Leon Redbone sings Poison.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. That's the burp. That's a strong, manly burp. That ain't no female burp. That's a man burping.
Thank you very much.
$30,000. Who is it?
Is it Ed McMahon?
Is it Ed McMahon?
Is it Ed McMahon?
Oh, we're sorry.
It's not. Nice. Thank you, though. Don't forget that every guest is a clue for you. A clue for you with the celebrity burper. Now, what are you bringing in here, Lisa?
What do we have?
I need to thank PetSmart for bringing all this stuff. I was very nice of them. They brought by... some stuff to make dogs' breath smell nice, like breath mints and toothbrushes, but I didn't think that would make the contest any fun, so I'll just let the people grab some stuff on their way out.
Well, that's good. I'm sure they'll enjoy that.
Thank you,
PetSmart. The St. Bernard.
Thank you, PetSmart. Very nice. So all the dogs get treats. I guess the first dog that we're going to bring in is this Nexie? Now, is this a girl with three dogs?
The guy with three dogs and an assistant.
Are they all black labs? Is that what they are? It says here that's Maverick, Savannah,
and Encore.
And Encore.
Let's welcome our first contestant. Keep in mind that the best French kiss between owner and dog is worth $500, courtesy of Cox Cable of Northern Virginia.
Hello, boy.
Best choice for more movies, sports, and news. With over 250 channels now available on the all-new Cox Digital Cable Service.
Yeah.
And let's say hello to Nexie. Hi, Nexie.
Yo,
where are you from, Nexie?
Tip of Fairfax.
And...
it smells like dog in here already.
You have brought an assistant with you, and hi, what's your name?
Laura.
And, Nexie, why did
you... lovely nose ring you have, Laura.
Yeah.
Why did you bring Laura with you, Nexie?
Well, she's going to be my top assistant.
She's going to... Wait, speak in the microphone.
She is going to be my top assistant.
Okay. Topless assistant.
Very good.
Right there. That's beautiful. Now, here's... Let me get the rules of the contest straight.
All right.
What we want to do, we're going to need the microphones down there by where the dogs' faces are.
Yeah, dogs are out of control.
Microphone number 5 as well? Okay.
Hello.
Now, the deal is...
Hi, Don.
Hi, Mike.
I'm using the other microphone. I'm using the microphone that's used to mic the dogs. How are you, though? Are we ready to start the contest now?
Mike? Got all my peeps.
How about some ass play? There's nothing really...
P, Mike, Toad,
there's really nothing quite like ass play.
All right, who do you want to say I do, Mexico?
Go ahead, Mexico.
P, Mike, Toad, James, Yo.
All right, now,
Here's the deal. You have three dogs, Maverick, Savannah, and Encore. They're black labs. You have to French kiss the dogs for a minimum of 30 seconds.
That's right.
There is a five...
Talking to your regular mind.
I'm sorry. There is a five-minute maximum.
Wow, look at the doctors.
Oh, wow. Those are beautiful.
Can I tell you something?
Damn. I know you're going all right.
Hello. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Next to you, you're a lucky guy.
Yeah, fantastic.
Not his.
Oh, you're not?
Oh, you're not.
Oh, look at that.
you're just pals?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something, really? Those are perfect areolas and perfect nipples.
Bravo.
Absolutely
fantastic.
Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even going to be watching the dogs now.
They're like pepperoni sized, the areolas. Beautiful. They don't appear to have a lot of them little bumps on them. They're nice and smooth.
Those are your... even Buzz gave you, oh, God, there.
And the nipples are like a racer head.
Yes, absolutely delightful.
Now,
just fantastic.
I can give you some interesting background on one of these dogs. One day, one of my ex-girlfriends years and years ago, whom I broke up with immediately after this happened because I was completely horrified, I woke up in the middle of the night and walked out of my room. For not being there. And I went to get a glass of water.
Oh, yeah. You told us.
Oh, that's right. And you caught your girlfriend doing one of the dogs.
Yes.
You know, and a friend of yours called us yesterday to confirm that story.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened? The dog did a little leg hump?
Oh, they're having sex?
Oh, they have... Do the dog... Are these all... Oh, is that a dog fart?
Who can blame them?
Oh, man.
One of the dogs just farted.
Look at the girl's boobs.
Oh, my God.
I think it was you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're going to need some spray. Did you get that? That is a classic. Anybody that's ever owned dogs knows that dog fart smell.
All I smell is areola.
Oh.
Bump three.
That's all I smell. All right.
Wow.
The deal is, Rob, you got the stopwatch ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right, we're going to put 5 minutes on the clock. You must French kiss the dogs for at least 30 seconds.
Can do.
And then we will be the judge of that. Donna, are you going to be able to get a view of this? You might want to come around to the other microphone to take a look at this. Hey, please, Lisa, liberally spray. Thank you.
I don't want to asphyxiate the doggies.
I don't care about the doggies. I care about myself. Yeah, that is dog. Oh, God.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. All right, Lexi, on the count of three. One, two, three, go.
Oh, you got to put the microphone down there.
Give me a kick.
He's doing it. Tongue on tongue. Both of them, both dogs.
Three dogs, Buzz. And it is definitely human on mouth.
And the dog, I will tell you right now, the dogs seem to be getting very excited right now.
Because they kiss.
30 seconds.
Okay.
He's already passed the 30-second mark.
He has 5 minutes.
The dogs are in a frenzy. The dogs. Oh, God. Man, Maxie's a little too into this,
actually. Oh, God.
Damn.
That is disgusting.
They're moving him across the studio.
Now he's just making out mainly with one dog right
and
now.
Encore, come here.
One more?
Oh, baby.
It wasn't a sustained kiss.
Yes,
the dogs are excited.
Oh, no.
Nexie's excited.
Free kiss.
It's either cold in the studio or Laura's excited.
That's the sound we want. That's the sound.
Free kisses. Oh. Kisses.
All right. That's it. Time.
Wait, there's
still time. No, they broke contact.
Bravo, Maxie.
A minute 24.
Fantastic. How was it, Maxie? How did you enjoy that?
It was a little bit rough and tasted a lot like dog biscuits.
Oh, God.
My mouth is now incredibly dry. And,
oh, my.
That sound, that one time.
It yeah, we got perfect. It really, really close with this microphone because this microphone's perfect for picking up the kissing sound.
And you are sick. You just made out with three dogs.
Way to go, Maxie.
Thank you. My father told me when I told him I was doing this. I'm not a slut, but I'm definitely a whore.
All right, that time is 1 minute and 24 seconds.
1 minute, 24 seconds. And Laura, you are not his girlfriend. No, and she goes, absolutely not. Yeah,
yeah. And I am writing perfect boobs.
That is going to
be a comment section.
That's going to give you extra credit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you bet your ass it is.
You know what? And yeah. In the great tradition that we established yesterday, Laura, your brassiere, you did have a brassiere on, right?
May we have it for our wall?
We have it for our wall of fame, or is it?
Can we have it?
What? Step up to the microphone and what did you say?
I said no.
No, we don't get to keep it.
I only have like two bras that actually fit me. So.
Oh, okay.
And that's
right.
One of them.
Well, anytime you want to like get an extra one and bring it by, we can put it on our wall of fame.
Yeah.
See that thing she just did where she just kind of crossed her arms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm, fantastic.
You're not even my type.
Really? It's shocking.
I thought that was
your type.
She's got that Marilyn Manson look happening.
Yeah, it's the goth thing, right?
The very pale.
Very goth tattoos.
But
I was going to wear my straitjacket in here. But
I was talking about her, not about you.
And Nixie.
Her makeup by Sharpie. Drawn on, very dark makeup.
Is that now? You have a tattoo on your back. Is that the only tattoo that you have?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
on our lower. Oh, we got a little butt shot there, a little ass shot.
There.
So you're not wearing underwear. Wow. Fascinating.
Perfect. You ever heard those compliments before about your boobs?
Yeah, I model. I do nude modeling.
Oh. Oh, you do nude modeling. So you're comfortable with your nudity.
Very comfortable.
Absolutely. Well, very nice meeting you.
So are we.
Thank you. Next week.
A pleasure. Long time listener. I've been listening to you guys since you came to my school. Doing community service in your WAVA van.
Oh, very good.
God damn.
And these dogs look exhausted.
Thank you. Maverick, Savannah, and Encore. I'm not sure which of the dogs it was, but he was actually forcing himself on one of the dogs who wanted no part of it.
Let's get the dogs out of here before they fart again, please.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Goodbye, dogs.
Bye-bye. There they go.
Bye, Maverick, Savannah, Encore. Take care. Bye, Nexie. Bye, Laura.
Hi.
There we go.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like an old person, though. You know, it's like, she would be so much prettier if she'd just take all that stuff off. If she would take the nose ring off and take the black eye makeup off, you'd be so much prettier.
Such a face.
It's such a shame that she has all that stuff on. If she took it off, she'd be so much prettier.
You know what you're doing.
I'm becoming Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
You are.
Laura, you'd be so lovely if you just took the ring out of your
nose. This is Dr. Donald Goldstein. Let me say, in my many years of examining women for breast cancer,
yes,
I have never seen a pair of knockers like that.
They're lovely, really.
I'd just like to say, she would be so lovely if she would remove the ring from her nose. I mean, she really looks lovely.
I could do that, Michael. I am a doctor.
Yes, you could do it with simply a pair of pliers. Your teeth. Wonderful.
She really distanced herself from Nexie, didn't she?
Yeah, well, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And Nexie, did you catch the Nexie BO?
Oh, yeah.
Nexie had the worst BO of any contestants ever come in.
The celeb that Nexie most resembled was
some soap for you, darling.
The guy in Scooby-Doo.
Shaggy.
Yes.
You know the guy who really looked like Shaggy?
I was getting the smell of Nexie's BO, and then one of the dogs decided to break wind in that horrible dog way.
It was Eddie Muskie experience.
We got a break. We got a break, and then we're going to bring in Ken, who has a Dalmatian.
Well, Nexie has raised the bar. He has definitely set the bar high.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there you go. You've heard it. And that was 1 minute and 24 seconds. And ladies and gentlemen, really, as you listen at home, you got to get the mental picture of this guy on his knees with his tongue hanging out like Gene Simmons.
I will tell you the one thing. This is a little advice for other contestants. He was just sticking his tongue out. So technically, I mean, it wasn't really... I'm looking for that real passionate kiss.
But he did try...
He did try.
...to make out with the one dog who wanted no part of it.
And the dogs were in a frenzy.
They did lick his tongue, yeah.
No, no means no.
And there was no ass play.
Except between the dogs at one point.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it might have been Maverick that was giving Encore the sniff check.
You're going to get that.
All right, when we come back, it's Ken who has the Dalmatian, right?
Right.
And the Dalmatian's name is...
Onyx.
Onyx.
Beautiful dog.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Is this going to be a live commercial?
I was wondering if you'd like to demonstrate.
I certainly would. With strawberries and lemons on it, you pass a fruit stand, you get horny now.
big sale.
Hey, we welcome back again, Vic.
Right. So embarrassed to do this.
The Smiths.
So embarrassed.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
DCBA, they agree on only one thing.
Right.
Man, look at that son of a bitch. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. We got more dogs. We got lots more dogs. We got dogs kissing humans today. It's not bestiality.
No, but it's a very affectionate open-mouth kiss.
It's the cousin of bestiality.
Yes.
Bring in the next contestant, please, Lisa.
Would this be Ken with his Dalmatian Onyx?
Uh-huh.
And,
hi, Ken.
The deal is, here's Ken.
Oh, I just saw Ken out in the lobby. Hi, Ken.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Going great. And now, I'll tell you something I've heard about Dalmatians is that, like, when the movies came out, 101 Dalmatians, 102 Dalmatians, everybody goes out to buy them because they're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
But the word is that they are incredibly high-strung,
yeah,
and that they can turn on you, you know, faster than Ken Stevens.
Yeah, absolutely. Most definitely. They
at a moment's notice,
right,
they're going to flip, and they're going to go from being your best friend to being your worst enemy.
This is a sweet one right here. This Onyx is a sweet little...
Careful,
a young dog, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's about a year and a couple months. And
very interesting spots on him, you know? He's got kind of like two black eyes. Very cool.
Right, and apparently he's not a show dog because his ears are all black, so that makes him less credible.
But he's cute. That's the
right, way. Right, yeah. Very nice. So.
And have you ever French kissed the dog before?
An accident, yes.
An accident.
Right.
Which I'm sure anybody that's very affectionate with their pets, you'd occasionally get the dog's tongue thrust into your mouth inadvertently.
I'm not buying it.
All right, now keep in mind that what we're looking for here
I'm not buying it.
We're looking for is a real make-out situation. Well, Buzz, if you were a dog guy and not a cat guy, you would know that it's entirely possible that it can happen.
It's like when Buzz is at home. Well, it's like at home when you're bathing your cats.
Right.
You know, when he gives a traditional cat bath. When he looks them down.
Then I get furballed.
Right.
So what we'd like is a real make-out session here, Ken.
That's the real reason that Buzz was hospitalized.
Yes.
with your Dalmatian. You must go at least 30 seconds. We will give you 5 minutes in total.
And I will tell you that I think the rule should be the time expires when the kiss is broken off totally.
But you got to give him a chance to break off and bring it back.
Oh, well, then, all right. Then we won't do that. All right. Okay.
I mean,
all right.
You got it because they're dogs.
Because no the dogs, yeah, will lose interest.
Yeah.
What with their short attention span?
You got to give the dog, the owner, a chance to get the dog back involved.
Right. Ken, we're going to need you right over here where this microphone is. I'm going to put the microphone down here. Robbie, you have the stopwatch, and we're going to start.
We're ready.
One, two, three, go.
Oh, now.
Oh, dear.
Mike, we need the mic right.
He's picked up the dog.
There they go.
Come on, give me kisses. Come on. Come on, Bubba. Give me kisses.
Yeah.
You're not his type.
He doesn't say the dog to start.
There is no time limit yet. I say we don't start the clock yet.
All right.
We don't start until he actually gets the dog to make out with him.
All right, let me see if I can get this tongue so far. Oh, there's the lick of the ear. This doesn't seem to be going for the tongue.
Little
this could be our first goose egg. Oh, we have tongue.
Go.
Well, the dog is terrified of Ken's tongue.
Well, the dog is grossed out.
Now,
yeah, the dog is grossed out.
Now, perhaps it's because the way that you have the dog mounting you.
get down to the dog's level. That's it.
But you're trying a different spot.
Boy. Give me kisses. Give me kisses.
The dog seems to be freezing up. He's licking the cheek. But no.
I missed it.
You're nervous. You obviously haven't rehearsed, Ken.
I was practicing yesterday. He gave me at least 2 minutes yesterday.
We're waiting now. The dog is sniffing the microphone.
I'll give you a moment if you like to try to calm the dog down.
You know what I think it's going to require you to do, Ken? I think if you lick the dog's face, you're going to have to take the initiative.
Teach
you
to be the
aggressor. This is so disgusting. Having a guy in here. This is gay. We have contact. There's tongue contact.
He
pulls off of it. As soon as their tongues become intercerned,
just breathe.
May I mention? Ass play.
Oh,
think about it.
Oh.
What?
Him with the dog.
Here we go. Here we go. We're going to get another go here.
And this is going to be the last chance now.
No, that's it.
I will tell you, it was a valiant effort. I know you tried real hard. I know you tried real hard, Ken, but it was a
good one.
It was disappointing. He's very upset.
The honeymoon's over.
He got out of the lobby and he wants to make out.
Right.
Come back.
There were a couple of contacts with tongue on tongue. And it's not going to, you know, I frankly, as we sit here and I look at the tote board, I just can't wait for that St. Bernard.
The guy was sitting down and he had the dog
cupped in his arms.
And the dog's front paws were on the guy's shoulders.
Right.
As if they were actually going to make out.
Face to
right.
Face.
All right, let's see. What was the time on that, Rob?
You know what? He never even got to a third.
He never really got to the mark because they really didn't have sustained kissing.
Right, then he is out of the competition.
Yeah, oh, that's where
he's out.
He is disqualified.
He's out. Let's bring our next contestant in. It's Logan.
Logan with his Cocker Spaniel Graham. Hi, Logan. How are you? Step
hi,
right
Logan.
Up to the mic.
And who's the guy you brought with you?
This is Hoover. He'll be taking photographs.
Taking photographs, all right?
I'm not going to let this go undocumented.
Oh, boy, and I tell you, your Cocker Spaniel's got some dog smell to skick, gag, and maggot.
I saved it up for you guys.
Did you practice? Have you French kissed your dog before?
Yes. Oh, I did it outside a few minutes ago, but we were distracted by the Dalmatian having a nice BM on the, on the sidewalk.
How did the Cocker Spaniel respond to your advances?
He's cool. He's my best buddy. He's 15... He's 15 years old.
Wow. Smells like he's 15 years old.
15 dog years?
15 years.
Human years.
People years.
15 people years.
Well, no, 15 people years would be like...
105.
Let's say if you can picture, you know, kissing an old person like that.
Also, on the way here, I have about a two-hour commute. I'm coming from...
He's got a little cataract action,
yeah,
too, right? Is he blind? Is he blind?
He's deaf.
He's deaf.
He's not blind.
Hello, doggy. Hello, doggy.
I can't hear you.
Super deaf. Okay, I have a two-hour commute here. I have a workout here. It's no big deal, but on the way here, Graham vomited.
Oh.
So you're going to...
What a great way to get extra credit.
You're going to be able to kiss a dog who's recently vomited.
Yes.
All right, Graham vomited. Well, you know, it smells like dog vomiting here.
Let's let Logan get into position.
Logan is getting down on the floor, and Graham is going to...
Logan, mount me.
Logan is laying down. He's going to allow his dog to mount him.
Mm-hmm.
Are they starting?
1, 2, 3, go.
Go. Oh, no, they really are making out.
Yeah. Graham, I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. This guy's mouth is wide open.
This is the first guy that's really doing the kissing.
This guy is really... It's like he's making out with a girl, Mike.
Graham seems to be struggling a little bit.
Pulling the dog's head.
I don't blame you. You can't keep a straight face. Come on.
30 seconds.
All right, now keep going. Now you're going to do your style points.
Now don't strangle the dog. The dog seems to be pulling off of this, and I really can't blame the dog.
He's a DA.
Oh, be nice.
No, be nice to your dog.
Now, Mike, can we just... I'll be quiet just to get the sounds of the kissing.
Graham's having no part of this.
He's so pissed. No ass play for me.
You know, and Mike, if you let it go for a second, it almost sounds like a porno. If we all just very quietly listen now. Sorry. You know, you could say we have two hot lesbians who are making out right now in the studio.
That's what you guys do, isn't it? Okay.
That's it. Oh, my God.
All right.
Way to go, Logan.
Well, Logan gets the award for the most eager contestants.
That's been our last contestant by 1 second, a minute 25.
Wow.
Well, now it's not a time contest.
It's the best kiss.
Simply adds into the entire overall score.
It's a factor.
One.
Jesus Christ, that was funny.
And you actually were laying on the ground, and the dog was mounting you.
All right. I'll get my picture taken. Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead. Here we go.
Dog mounted.
Oh, God. Wonderful. You know, and I will tell you that Logan was the first contestant to really make out with his dog.
Yeah.
Graham was again not a willing participant, not as much as those black labs we had.
I didn't rape my dog.
But no, you didn't rape your dog, no, but you definitely kissed your dog.
At one point,
fantastic.
I did want to say to you, no means no. The dog was pulling the head away. Mm. But you had to see this guy on his back. It was like really making out.
It was fascinating. That was really, really a good time. That was the first one. That's exactly what I had envisioned. And Logan did it the way I envisioned everybody's going to do it, which is really, really, you know, kissing your dog as though it was a human being.
He was laying on his back.
Right.
The dog was mounted on top of him. Mm-hmm. And his arms around the dog.
Yeah.
And two hands on the dog's head as he moved the dog's head and the dog's eager open mouth.
Beautiful little cocker.
Towards his mouth.
Let's give Graham a nice round of applause. Nice job, Graham.
Good job.
Sweet little dog.
I'm glad I didn't let you guys down.
You didn't let us down at all.
And that's a really cute dog.
That's pretty damn funny right there.
All right, get out of here. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have really sunk to the depths this time.
Thank you. That's a nice compliment.
No, but come on.
But I tell you, it's almost like a car wreck. I can't turn away from it.
Yes, I know. It's amazing.
I got to keep listening.
Of course you do.
It's grossing me out, but I can't turn it away.
You got to see it. You got to see the guy lay him down.
How can you do that?
Taking out the dog.
And if you heard Logan, he in the middle of it, he started laughing because it's impossible not to laugh when you realize what you're doing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing? It's Kirby.
Hi, Kirby.
I got an idea to make this contest a little more interesting.
Oh, well, thanks. Send it in by mail.
I don't think that's possible, sir.
Have these guys eat a Slim Jim or some beef jerky before they kiss the dog.
Well, you know, you're giving the contestants a little tip, heads up, so maybe some of the contestants will take your advice.
Not bad. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
See you later. Even though technically you do count as an idea.
Absolutely.
An idea, man.
Yeah.
And I think we got this set pretty straight.
Everything's under control. That was the first one where he was really kissing his dog. Kissing his dog like a beautiful woman.
He was trying real hard to make out with him.
with him. And the dog was just kind of laying its tongue out. I almost said the F word.
Really?
Too effing
funny. At one point, and we couldn't stop laughing.
It is impossible.
But the sound, if we just isolated the sound and we said to our listeners, we have two incredibly hot lesbians who are going at it right now.
One of them has a longer tongue than the other one.
That's what you like. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys, I'm playing along at home, the home version, and I got to tell you, my dog tastes just like homo.
All right.
God.
Get out of here.
Man, oh, man.
We got to break. When we come back, how about Diane and her pug?
Hey, just like the Men in Black dog.
Yeah. Correct.
Very
Diane
good.
And her pug coming up. Frank.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Frank.
Hey, I'm cruising around here, and I just ate at a big fast food chain. I won't give them a free plug.
Go ahead.
And I am almost barfing in my goddamn car.
Excellent. Way to go.
Nothing grosses me out, but I just want to say you guys rock, and keep it coming. I can't stop listening.
I just, I think I may have seen Diane just out in the hallway.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, if that's the case, yeah, who needs the dog?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You know, if you close your eyes when listening to the sound of them kissing a dog, it sounds like fat chicks eating ice cream on the couch.
Hello. That's your picture,
Don
sir.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
You know, I was tracking with you until you got to the dog vomit, and you lost me there.
There you go. Thank you. I'm glad we could amuse you, sir.
You totally ruined my lunch of beef tongue.
Beef tongue.
All right, we'll come back with Diane and her pug right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What you see is what you get with females for hire.
What you see is what you get with females for hire. And it's a lot more than you have ever seen. Yes, females for hire makes the happy hooker look like Mother Goose. It's all here, all of it, with everything left in and nothing left out. The story of the jungle they call the street and the girls who have become the most dangerous game on earth. Here is the marketplace, the buyers and the sellers, the conners and the conned, the dream and the nightmare. Females for hire. They guarantee you a good time. The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. You're playing with fire. With females for hire. from Independent International, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
The Don and Mike Show.
What you see is what you get with Females for Hire.
Right.
What you see is what you get with Females for Hire.
I heard you.
They've each got a great ass. Don and Mike.
Hey, Manassas. Hi. I'm Don Geronimo. And I love ass play. But I love Michael Mara's Crap Blues Band even more.
Thank you.
And my all-time favorite band will be at the City Tavern in Manassas, Virginia, Saturday night. So join me as we listen to Mike's band.
All right. I know you know, I always enjoy, really, I'm kind of motivated when I see you down there.
Every show.
Don's in the front row.
I'm the biggest fan, Mike.
I know you are, and I love having you come out. I really do.
I'm your groupie.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and, you know, this time, bring more people. I think last time was, what, 30 or 40 people you brought with you?
Uh-huh.
Like an entourage. It was fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
You look great in a hat.
Oh, Mike.
Hi.
I see you go and let his sister came and try to win $500 today.
Oh, you mean his producer?
Yeah.
All right, goodbye. Bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
People are so cool. It's
hi.
Candy.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
He couldn't handle it.
There's somebody that completely knocked him down.
I love that. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Don. Of course. Now, I don't know what note was Lisa just writing on our sheet.
I believe Lisa may have made an addition to the lineup.
After Dale wants to eat the little dogs. Now what?
Oh, I was just drawing an arrow to let you know that the guy with the St. Bernard is actually going to go last, because as I tried to bring them back, the big St. Bernard wanted to eat the little dogs.
Oh.
So we're going to go with Diane, then Dale.
In the interest of the safety of the other dogs, you're keeping the St. Bernard isolated.
Right. St. Bernard is going to be, he's out there, he's going to be there.
Fantastic.
All right, so it's Diane and her pug next.
Uh-huh.
All right, bring her in.
Bring her in.
Bring her in. It's humans and animals. It's the closest we've ever come to the dream of bestiality on the show.
Whoa.
It's, whoa. Wow, you do break that Asian stereotype.
Oh, my.
Look
God.
At that. God damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hot.
Fantastic. And you got the little Men in Black dog, too.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah. Hot girl you are. Now, what are you, Asian, Chinese, Japanese, Korean?
Which of these?
Vietnamese?
I'm Chinese.
Chinese.
Yeah.
A Chinese hottie.
And you know what? She's like a real pretty version of that China doll on The View.
Yes, absolutely.
See that girl, Lisa Ling?
Mm-hmm. Yes, fantastic.
I am,
very excited.
Kelly, say hi to Uncle Don. Uncle
the dog is waving.
Oh, yeah.
Now the dog is Kelly.
Oh,
yes.
And it's a pug, same as the dog in Men in Black.
Yes.
Are you employed currently?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah. Looking for the Asian housekeeper.
I was just, I just decided I'd throw it out there. You know,
I'm a personal trainer.
Oh, you are? You're a personal trainer. I need work, don't I? Absolutely.
Are you going to do this topless?
No.
Please? Oh, we're not going to see the bounty.
Because you break the stereotype.
Yes, because you're a big, Chinese, beautiful breast.
Chinese girl with big teeth. Normally, they carpenter dream.
Yeah.
Flat as a board and easy to screw.
Absolutely.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
But, wow. Yeah, they're talking about it.
Do you understand this when we play this?
Cantonese.
Okay. I'll tell you what they're saying right now.
Please, for the love of God, take your top off.
Your shirt off.
You know what? And the guy outside, he has like a really big St. Bernard.
Yes.
So how about me and the guy have a final showdown?
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
She's saving.
That's the best for the last.
So you mean if you come back and you have to compete, then you might take your top off?
Yes, see.
Well, we'll have to get her. That gets her to the finals, doesn't it?
But no, let me just say that we may not have time for the finals then.
Right.
You will have to do everything you have to do now.
Yes.
For extra credit.
Absolutely. That's the way it works. You have to win it.
You're going to have to. So, let's discuss the shirt before we get to the kitchen. What do you think? On or off?
No, it's on.
It's on. Okay. All right. We're not going to look too pathetic by begging.
And you're not wearing a brassiere, are you?
No.
You see, this is the beginning of our wall of fame right here. You see, this is...
you just flashed just a little bit of your...
Did you flash?
Now, why would you just take your shirt off?
I can't.
She can't. Are you married?
No.
No, you're not married.
Well, no, I can't.
Don.
You still have a boyfriend.
Oh, geez.
So what?
Is your boyfriend here?
No.
He's not here today?
He's not. I
not
think
here.
He's listening.
Now, have you kissed your dog before? Have you French kissed your dog?
Yeah, what a time.
Oh, fantastic.
She's so cute.
But we're not, one last time, we're not going to get the top off, are we?
No.
All right.
What about your other genitals? Is it true what I hear? You know, the ones down there? I hear the story that instead of, you know, that it goes that way.
Don, now you've seen plenty of magazines to prove that's not true.
And it goes, you know, sideways.
I have no idea.
Instead of up and down.
She has no idea, so nothing to dispel the stereotype.
All right, how would you like to make out with Kelly?
Oh, she will kiss me to death.
All right, we're going to need you to come over here to this microphone,
okay.
Right here. All right.
Do you want a chair?
Oh, no. Okay.
You need a chair?
Hey.
All right.
Want to kiss mommy?
Okay.
Here oh, they're starting.
Robbie, are they starting? Here we go. And
let's
get the sound.
Come here, baby. She's like a little bit nervous.
She's a little bit nervous.
Right, we'll give you a warm up.
Who wouldn't be?
Come here. Love? She's a little bit nervous. Come here.
All right. You don't make. You will probably calm her down.
Take your shirt off. This is really working, though.
Oh, you're so cute, baby. Let me put her.
Are you going to put her down? Put her on the counter.
Oh, the table.
All right.
Is that okay?
All right, here we go. Yeah, that's okay. You can put her on the counter. Hi. Hi, how are you? Okay. Oh, that's a good one right there.
Come here, baby.
Come here, baby.
Kiss her long time. Can you speak? Can you speak Chinese to your dog?
No.
All right.
Is that it?
Oh, do you want me to do more?
No, that's fine.
Oh,
if you want to, you know. All right, we just like
a little more. More. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. She takes a hit of water and then goes over. Oh,
I think to give the dog water. Good trick. It doesn't last long.
It's a good one right here.
Hey.
Out of water.
I was like, you know, oh, you man. Seriously could market that as a porno. There are guys who would J-O to that, to watching a beautiful Asian girl
tongue-kiss
a dog.
Absolutely. Fantastic job, Diane.
Very nice, Diane.
Thank you. She loves it. The more time you give to her, the more she kisses you.
Oh.
I love the accent.
I like it really.
Last chance on that shirt.
And,
no, an extra point.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Okay.
Well, your dog sheds. Your dog sheds a lot, too. You see that?
Oh, she does.
Yeah, that little shedding problem. Oh, that's all right.
She's so pretty.
Might be stressed. She's very pretty. She's
thank
lovely.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Bye-bye.
Nice meeting you.
It was Diane.
Wow.
Man, and her pug Kelly.
Wow.
Man.
She kissed Toto 53 seconds.
Rob.
She did.
Okay.
On the stopwatch.
Rob.
And you like her, Rob? I wish her good luck in everything.
You got
it. She's pretty good.
She was fantastic, but we did our utmost. That's about as much as we beg.
Yeah.
Well, for a top to come off.
Listen, she's... absolutely like a Chinese mail order bride, beautiful.
Right, absolutely.
And with just big, gigantic, very un-Chinese jugs.
Yeah. And I think there was a little help from modern medicine on that on that count.
You want a bet?
I guarantee it.
You want me to go find out?
Yeah, hold on.
Would you like to bet? How much do you want to bet?
You name it.
$100.
Wow. You got it.
Great.
You're on. Because I know you need it. $100.
$100.
And they're real.
We'll find out.
I say they're real.
Okay.
They're real.
Joe just pops his head in the door. Joe's big doughy head.
A lot of wandering today.
And a lot of hair. I'm actually, it's in the air right
now.
That's Joe.
Hold on.
All right, we're going to find, I think Lisa's coming back with the
girl to come back in and tell us, though.
Oh, really? Well, I think Lisa found out.
But I'd like to hear it from what's her name? From Diane.
Del Rio.
Del Rio. No, Mike, you're all right. Del Flake.
Good luck in everything.
Huh. Now, what's going on? All right, here we go.
Who bet what on what?
I said they were fake.
I said they were real.
And what was the bet?
$100.
They're real.
Oh. Wow. Pay up, Mike.
I want to see them.
I'll take my $100, please.
I don't have it on me. I'll owe you. I don't have any. I don't have any.
Look, here's my wallet.
Do you have a checkbook?
Here's my wallet. Not with me, no. No, I don't.
Really, you don't have a checkbook? Right.
Do you have an ATM card?
Yes, I have an ATM card.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. They're real. I'd have to see them. Now, you know what that
I'm
is?
I'm not going on her. Is it reneging on the bet? No. I want more evidence.
No, you are?
Really?
You're an Indian giver. I deleted that out. You're a...
Yeah. I love you.
You are a...
You know...
I was trying to say you have... Well, listen, the word is...
No, we don't need to go there. I'll pay you. I'll pay you. When I come in tomorrow, I'll pay you.
You're in.
Okay. All right. Isn't
that a valid word to be
used? Yeah, but not the way you use it.
Go there.
No,
thank
no.
you. Jesus Christ. You calm down.
How do you pronounce it?
Go
ahead. That's fine. I am not. And I will. You know what, guys?
How do you pronounce it?
I don't like that word in any context.
Look the word up, but I don't like it either.
Right.
I don't like it either.
All right, so I will pay off on the bet. I'll have to pay because we have to go on her word, but I don't believe her.
Buzz, you looking that word up?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Somebody that tiny would not have breasts that big.
I'm sorry, Mike.
God, that sucks.
Okay.
You're so screwed.
Yeah, I was right. Okay, here's the spelling. And
who's with me on that? Did anybody else think they were fake? You think they were fake, Rob?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And notice the middle letter. That's crucial. You have to pronounce it that way.
Reneged.
Reneged.
Okay. All right. Reneged. You reneged on that. You're a renegger.
Man, I need more information. But maybe when we bring them all back, we can ask again.
You know,
I mean, once she says no, what are you going to do? I'm screwed.
Sounded totally different when I said.
I understand.
Sure did.
You reneged.
I know. Yeah. I know. It was a bad word you said.
I didn't mean it like that.
Then there was hooting.
Yeah, I'm in the. You know, I lost that golf bet. You know, that $500 golf bet.
Yeah.
Most money I've ever bet on a golf course. And then I lose $100 to you. And what is it? You know, she's probably lying.
All right, you know what?
Yeah.
Listen. But you're going to have to put this one in your memory banks.
Like an IOU?
And I'll give you.
Are you going to forgive the bet?
You know why I'll give you the benefit of the doubt?
Why?
Because she's Chinese. Okay.
All right. You know what?
They're not a trustworthy race.
Okay.
They're not a trustworthy race.
You don't mean that.
What's going on here?
You don't mean that. You're joking. You say things to shock and to kids.
No. You can't trust the Chinese.
The red Chinese. You're telling me. You're making a political statement, of course.
Mike, you can't trust them.
All right. So I will file that one, and there will be a bet somewhere down the road that I will forgive you for.
Right.
You're a stand-up guy for doing that.
Can I remind you?
Your party of the things I might be right?
December 7th, 1941.
That was Japanese.
Different country.
No.
Really? You're firm on that one?
I would absolutely go, I would even go double to nothing.
Really?
I'm so sure they're real.
Yeah.
But I'll give you a pass because, I said, I'm not a trustworthy race.
Oh, God.
So I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. But remember that there's a $100 bet.
Oh, my God.
The next time I lose a
$100 bet, we're going to have picketers out in front of the station tomorrow.
I don't think so. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
We do, guys. How you doing? James here.
Hi, James.
Doing good. Doing good. Hey, my first one there earlier with three dogs.
What?
My first one there earlier with three dogs in the top of the system.
His friend was on here earlier.
Was the first guy. Right, your friend Nexi.
Yes, yes. You know, I had an idea. I mean, what he should have did have the sister lay down and let the dogs kiss her instead of him kissing the dogs.
I'll get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's with his speech?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, excuse me right now. I was offended by you saying the Chinese girl was not trustworthy. Some of them, some of the Chinese girl is very nice body.
What?
There's two guys in a row. Two guys in a row, but I can't understand.
All
right, let me amend that. Let me amend that. If given a choice between trusting a Chinese person and a Japanese person, I would trust the Chinese person before I would trust a Japanese person.
If only you could tell them apart.
Welcome to Stereotype Corner. Welcome to, and there is a boy in here that is as happy.
Hooting.
A boy, that, a Klansman in here that is as happy and delighted. Buzz and I were discussing Rob's family tree the other day and where it all comes from. I think you could go back and get Birth of a Nation in that family
hello,
tree.
God of my show. Hello.
Bob, you can't trust them damn Chinese to save your soul.
Oh, Jesus Christ, here we go.
God of my show.
Hey, is this a dog and Mike show?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. Thanks.
Right, very funny.
Hello, Don. I didn't get that.
Dog hey. And Mike.
Dog and Mike.
They're doing the dog show today.
Hey, you God.
I'm all discombobulated.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, guys.
Hi there.
Hello.
Oh, it's hi, Thomas Tom. Aloysius Gavin.
Oh, Tom.
Yes.
Tom, tomorrow night.
Yes.
How would you like to perform the song Unskinny Bop on stage with Poison?
Yes.
But you have to do it with Dennis Murphy.
Is he going to be there?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
With you on stage.
What song?
Unskinny Bop.
Unskinny Bop.
All right.
Do you know that song, Tom?
Yes.
Can you give us a little of that?
I have to get it from somebody.
Got to hear it.
Yeah, Tom, you know, Dennis will even give you a ride. You can ride in the car with Dennis.
No. Carl said he'll give me a ride.
No, you have to ride with Dennis.
Yeah.
You have to. Part of the rule.
All right.
You have to sit in the back seat.
What?
I'm kidding.
Tom, hold on a second. We have a call from the green room. Logan, who was our second contestant, wants to say something. Logan.
Don.
Yeah.
This is Logan in Hoover. We came out to my car to give Graham some water.
Okay.
Those boobs are fake. They're fake. Hoover wants to talk to you, right?
Hoover is Logan's friend, I think, that was taking pictures.
Right.
I don't think there's any way that those are fake. I think they're completely real.
So you and Logan are split. Just disputing also.
A divided camp.
They're split.
Good call.
Hello, Don on Mike's show.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
I used to have a job where I traveled a lot to Asia. There's a lot of Asian women with big breasts.
I don't see them, sir.
Well, I mean, there are. You just have to go to Asia and, you know... I mean, I kind of think people are being racist when they say Asian women can't have big breasts.
I mean, now, first of all, I didn't say they can have big breasts.
What's been said on this show that would be racist?
generally speaking, you don't see Asian chicks with big boobs.
Well, maybe in the past, but the way diets are today and that kind of thing, I think maybe, you know. Not as true.
I mean, I think I've seen plenty of films.
What does Bob Levy think about this?
Yeah,
Bob Levy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Okay.
This is Robert again.
Who's Robert?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that...
Oh, this is the guy that called
Bob Levy. Oh, the Bob Levy guy.
Yeah, I called the family, and I left them a message just letting them know what the situation was.
Right, right. I'm sure you did.
And, I'm really not surprised that Mike's reneging on this bet here.
Yeah, yeah. See, this is the professional argument.
No, let me tell you something.
F you, F-ball.
Hello, Donna, Mike.
F you, you F and F.
Wow, I didn't think I'd get you guys live.
Why? What did you expect?
Well, I'm calling from out of the blue in Little Rock, Arkansas to find out if you're all here.
Yes, we are.
Well, what station do I turn to?
I don't know.
Where does he turn, Don?
Where's my list, Lisa? Hold on a second.
Whip it out.
Yeah, you want us to shake it for you after that?
No, that's okay.
Hit the scan button.
We're looking...
these two... Look at these two. I'll leave you this one piece of paper. Hey, guys. It is, K-A-O-K. No, I'm sorry, I'm wrong.
Oklahoma City?
No, it's KABZ.
KABC.
103.7.
Tune to 103.7 right now. Can you do that for us, sir?
I will.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Wait, do you want to hear it?
No. Hello, Don, on my show.
Hello, Mike. This is Lynn. I go to campus you and do it on the back of the camp bus.
Hey, you weren't.
I had a baby, and it is yours.
It is not.
It is.
Hello, get out of here. Hello, Don, on my show.
Could be her.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
You said Mike reneged on his statement.
I deleted that out.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. I smirked. Joke reality. In the land of jokes.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. You got a chance to look at her boobs if you get her back in there. She said, I think she's just playing you.
Well, what's going on? Lisa's saying something.
I gave her the opportunity. I said, do you want to come in and defend them either way? You don't have to show them. She felt a little uncomfortable with them. So I looked at them. I studied them not naked. They completely look real. They're size 32C. They're not that big. It's just the fact that she's very petite.
Okay.
But they're completely real.
Wouldn't she like to come in, though, and just say if they're real or not?
She feels a little uncomfortable. I will try.
They look comfortable.
Well, I told her she doesn't have to show them.
All right.
Just see if she'll come in and just
You're forgiven the bet anyway, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a money issue, isn't it?
I know it is.
Yeah. For God's sakes, I've been cleaned up.
I know you have.
Not really. Just kidding.
No, I know you have.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara's World of Debt. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. Join me for my World of Debt show.
You know, my wife was asking me about that the other night.
Mm-hmm.
She was asking me how cleaned out you got, and I said...
Not really. I mean, it's everything was kind of... It was better the second time around than the first time around. I will tell you that. Relatively.
Yeah, but you were making more the second time around than the first time around.
But the second time around, things were, it's a little less of the, feeling like I was taking a dump.
Here is Diane now. Thank you.
Diane is coming back in.
Thank you for coming back.
I'm sorry for doubting you,
Diane.
Okay. I apologize for doubting you.
Now, keep in mind.
Now that I see them, I get a second look at them, I see that they probably are.
I'm on your side. Those are real, right?
Yeah.
Of course they are.
I'm just like, I'm pretty muscular because I work out all the time and the dancers they don't really sagging.
You have the cutest accent in the world.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
And then I'm really skinny, so looks big on me. But right. They're not that big.
How about just a flash? Just a flash?
Please?
Just a quick flash? Just a real quickie?
Please? I was on your side.
He was on your side. He'd love just a real quick
you
flash.
So hard. It would help promote that awful stereotype that I keep hearing that the Chinese are untrustworthy.
That's right.
You go a lot towards making the Chinese people...
The one you keep hearing, Doug. Right. Not that you have mentioned.
But who said that?
He did.
Buzz told me.
No, Buzz didn't.
You know,
where's Buzz?
Right here.
Buzz is right over there.
Over here. Hi, Diane.
There he is.
Hi.
No, just a quick flash. Just a quick flash.
No, Buzz. Chinese are untrustworthy.
No, Buzz didn't
say that. I never said that.
Buzz is the one that said it.
No, I never said that. No, Rob, I didn't say that.
All right, if you want, we'll just ask for a quick flash on the count of three. One, two. Three.
Oh, my dog.
All right, you can let the Rob hold her dog.
Hold her dog.
Ready? Here we go again. One.
Oh, I want to ask, is that going to help me to win?
Yes. One, two, three. Yeah.
God damn.
All right. Fantastic.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Diane. Bye-bye. Wow.
Nice.
Whoa.
Nice.
Whoa.
Real.
Whoa.
Nice Chinese breasts.
Man.
Rob, you got to change that list.
Man, oh man.
Chinese are trustworthy.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We've blown up and destroyed another stereotype on the show today.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's a real way to test a Chinese girl's breasts if you squeeze them to see if soy sauce comes out.
Jesus.
Get out of here.
Jesus Christ.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
What's wrong with people?
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
What's going on, Don and Mike?
We just heard that if you squeeze a Chinese girl's breasts, soy sauce comes out.
Hey, listen, I'm a friend of Nexi's, right?
How many friends does this guy Nexi have?
Listen, I'm Toad. He gave me a shout out.
Yeah, this is another one. You can see all these people. Go down to Georgetown on a Friday evening and look on the corner outside of the mall.
If you really were his friend, buy him a bar of Dial.
I have a girlfriend who's Chinese and she has double D's.
Hey, can I ask you a question about Nexi? Have you ever noticed that Nexi has a BO problem?
Yeah. We try to bathe him down, but, he gets away from us pretty quick.
All right, goodbye now.
No, wait. You want me to see my girl's double D's or not?
Sure.
Yes.
I'll bring her in next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. We have we got to break. We got to wind this up in the next segment. We've got at least a couple more dogs. Oh, we've got Amy, who is a cockapoo.
Yeah. We talked to the owner yesterday. Fascinating story.
And Harley, who is the Saint Bernard.
Very exciting.
Now keep in mind as you're scoring that Diane had the great kissing, and she also showed us her boobs.
Well, I didn't see them.
So count that. Well, tough,
tough, you know.
Well, then I won't be able to take it into account for her score.
Buzz.
You know, Buzz. He's a taskmaster.
You know, it's the queer duality of Buzz. On one hand, he enjoys, in many respects, being over there in the room by himself.
Yeah, yes, he does, except when there's nudity involved, he wants to be here.
He can turn down the lights, he can get his incense going.
Right, absolutely.
He can watch his television while the show is on. He can he can eat his peanuts and do his crossword puzzles.
Make his little dishes out of poi and soy.
First time a naked chick comes in there.
It's like, God damn it, I want over there.
Well, Buzz, you score however you think is appropriate.
I will. Yeah, but Buzz got the pictures of Laura.
We will be right back.
Not my Laura, the Laura that was the assistant.
Yes. Okay.
Buzz got naked pictures of Laura. He's just like, she wanted someone to take them.
Oh, that's right. The first girl who came in with perfect areolas.
Yeah. Funny how that happened, isn't it?
Uh-huh. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bolivian tree lizard?
Mm-hmm. It's a vicious oviraptor. It feasts on bird eggs and lays its own eggs in the nest. The unsuspecting mother bird cares for them until the babies hatch and devour her, too.
What a chump.
It's already wiped out the dodo, the cuckoo, and the nene, and it has nasty plans for the booby, the titmouse, the woodcock, and the titpecker.
How vile!
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right. These TDAs agree on only one thing.
Right.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Something useless I learned on vacation.
What is that?
What? The song Beach Baby, Take My Hand.
Yeah.
The name of the group is First Class.
Right.
That does the song. It's not a real group.
One hit wonder, right?
No. Yes and no.
Okay.
This song, the lead singer of this song is some guy who was also the lead singer of Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes.
Only love grows where my rosemary.
Which is a made-up group called Edison Lighthouse.
Right.
And was also the lead singer on a song called My Baby Loves Lovin' by White Plains.
Oh, so they like created these groups.
There were no groups.
So he's basically a studio singer.
Yeah, it's one guy.
Like a jingle singer who came out and did these songs.
Wow. Is it one Joey guy. Levine? Is that his name?
How did you know that?
God. That's me. Got this big head full of stuff.
Jesus Christ. What's
How did you know that, Rob?
Just know stuff like that.
My God.
I'm not very good with states and capitals, though. So it's a watch.
That's who it is, Joey Levine.
Joey Levine.
Listen, just a big Don and Mike salute, a big one-fingered salute.
Amen.
To whoever it is who called the Fairfax County Animal Control Board.
Why?
To tell them that we were down here abusing animals.
We're not doing anything of the kind.
No, everything is cool.
Yeah.
The lady from the control board came down. She had been listening to the show. She talked to some of the contestants in the lobby. Mm-hmm. But it just a big old-fashioned F you to whoever the douchebag is out there who called up animal control to complain.
If anything, the dogs are having more fun than the people.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
I don't think it was him.
I don't think he even knew what was going on.
let's meet our next two contestants. Here is Dale.
Dale and his cockapoo, Amy.
Now, keep in mind, all of our contestants today are playing for $500. Courtesy of Cox Cable of Northern Virginia, the best choice for movies, sports, and news, with over 250 channels available on the all-new Cox digital cable service. The contest is this, that we are having humans make out with their dogs.
Right. Yes, show their love for their dogs, and it's been a wonderful contest so far.
French kissing the dog.
Hello, Dale.
Hi, Dale.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Hi.
Radio gods.
Where are you from, sir?
Rockville, Maryland.
And your little cockapoo, Amy, and that is half cockatoo, half poodle.
Half cocker spaniel.
Half
poodle, half cocker spaniel.
Cockatoo is a bird. That's right.
Amy is...
thank you.
Amy looks to be a little long in the tooth. How old is Amy?
She's 10 years old.
Yep, looks like an older dog.
That's what's 70, right?
Amy is looking up at you and already licking her lips. Appears to be ready for this. Now, Dale, is this something you've done before?
She has a extreme fascination with kissing me. It kind of oogies my wife out a little bit.
Right, but you don't mind it one little bit, do you, Dale?
Well, I have to kind of push her away sometimes because she wants to go overboard.
Look at Amy looking at Dale lovingly
staring.
Right now. She wants
just
him.
Staring. Just staring.
Oh, look at the...
Hello. Not a nice show. Hello. Hello.
Dale would count as our creepiest.
Oh, they're already kissing.
So
no, hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I hate to disagree with Rob A., but the guy who sang on all those songs is Tony Burrows.
Was it?
I don't remember the guy's name, so it could have been the one that that Rob said, either Joey somebody?
Could be, I don't know. I mean, that name just jumped to mind.
All right, bye-bye.
I'm so anal.
All right. There he goes.
He wanted to get that in there.
For all I know, it's a guy named Rick Twadio.
Right.
Which, incidentally,
Rick Twadio
is the guy who told me that the same guy sang on all those records.
Is Rick Twadio a record executive?
No. Rick Twadio is a disc jockey.
Rick Twadio.
Who works.
Twadio in the morning?
Who works at Kiss FM. In Pittsburgh.
Does he go by Rick Twadio?
That's his disc jockey name.
My God.
Except he spells it T-W-A-D-I-O.
Twadio.
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 But he doesn't.
Twadio?
But he doesn't say it like that on the air.
Is it Twadio?
On the air, the T is in place of a D, so he says, when he's doing a show.
Twadio.
He'll say, hey, Kiss FM, this is Rick Twadio.
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 So he's using that name for a specific reason.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Twadio.
Anyway, he's the guy that told me that. Are you ready?
Dale, keep in your pants for a minute, okay?
Are you ready, Dale, to make out with your dog, Amy?
Sure.
All right, here we go. You got to go for at least 30 seconds.
Go.
And go. Mike, could you get the microphone closer?
This is the first disturbing confession. Very disturbing.
This is disturbing.
The dog is going down. God, get a room.
Oh, God. Now, can we get the sounds of their tongues intertwined?
30 seconds.
This is disturbing me.
You need to move the microphone closer, Mike.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, thanks, Lisa. God bless you, Lisa.
I'm up for air.
She doesn't... Oh, no. I'm feeling a little queasy.
Get the microphone in there.
Now, stop humming, sir. Stop humming. Jesus Christ.
Now, we do have a five-minute time limit.
Oh, thanks for mentioning that.
Dog took a breath, but came right back.
This dog.
Let's continue to listen, Lisa.
I'll tell you, if we're basing it on the dog's kissing ability.
The dog is really going after his tongue.
Amy is just going to beat the man.
He's
the best kisser.
And he's got his tongue out. Let's listen now. Let's listen. That's Amy who's the aggressor.
Amy is totally...
Amy is doing the kissing.
I get the impression Amy could do this for probably the better part.
Try again. Are you done? Keep trying.
Now that might be it.
Oh, is that it?
Seems to... No. Well, seems to... She's back. Phase two.
Right,
intermission's over.
Let's listen again.
He's grossing me out.
Can't get enough of your love.
Wow. I'm guessing this... How often is the wife out of the house, Dale?
Oh, you made him laugh. Oh, you got to stop it. I'm like, now he gets
restart.
Sorry. Now he gets a free restart now.
That is the end of the quarter.
We'll give you one more restart.
One more restart. It was a guilty laugh, too.
Wait.
I don't know. Tongue on tongue.
Oh, man. That is tongue on tongue action.
I think I'm distracting.
That's
her.
It. I'm giving her a round of applause. Good job, Amy. Right, that's the best kissing dog we've had in here.
226.
This competition is going to be hard to judge.
226. Thank you.
I was going to ask if there's a 5-minute break every half hour.
Dale. Thank you, Dale, and thank you, Amy.
Well, thank you, Amy. Fantastic job. See you later.
Let's bring a another contestant in.
Are we bringing our final contestant in?
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, you know, I am grossed out to the max. I'm thinking that this dog just had a big BM and cleaned itself all up, and this guy's just licking up his chops.
No, it's not a big one because it's a tiny one. You want to talk about a big one? We got that coming in here right now.
St. Bernard is next. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Bob in Philly. Bob.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going? You guys are great.
Thanks.
But I'll tell you, this guy's sick.
Yeah,
agreed.
Possibly.
If he'd do this, you know he'd go to town with a jar of peanut butter and a tissue.
I was thinking that's the exact right. same thing. I was thinking the
we
private.
We all had the same thought.
Here's the car coming in the driveway. Get off me.
Hello, Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I'd like to come down and volunteer to do that with Lisa.
Oh, lovely laugh.
Get out of here.
What an endearing laugh that is, sir.
You should have seen the way the dog was just staring at the owner.
Look at the size of this dog's head.
Now, this is the St. Bernard. This is the 180-pound.
190.
190-pound St. Bernard. Christ.
Does this dog have some odor?
In all honesty, I believe that head is bigger than mine.
Yeah, that dog has a much bigger head than yours.
What size hat? We could go hat shopping together.
Goddamn. That is a gigantic hat. Now, here is Brian.
Oh, look at the note, the dog slobber.
Oh, hi, that's me.
And Brian's dog, the St. Bernard, is named Harley.
Yes, he is.
Harley. As in Harley Davidson.
Harley.
Right now, that's the sound of Harley drinking. Let's listen.
This is a little problem. I hope you guys don't mind. I'm going
to swim me.
That's the dog just drinking water.
This sounds like a car parking lot. This dog has the largest head of any dog I have ever seen, and I've been around big dogs for a long time.
Keep going. I'm sorry.
Can we get the sound of Harley drinking some more? That's Harley's collar banging up against the stainless steel bowl. Almost sounds like some Asian music, doesn't it?
Sitar.
Yeah. At least he's trying to mic Harley. Is Harley going to shake pretty soon?
Yeah. You're having oral with Diane, the Chinese girl who was
he's
here.
Gonna
oh,
shake.
My gosh. Do we have napkins?
He's going to shake.
Is
he going to shake?
Dog.
Yeah, he will. He will. Oh, I'm waiting. That's Harley.
Damn, that is a big dog. A 190-pound St. Bernard.
Harley's drinking again, Lisa.
I'm on it.
Weighs more than that. Blood is more slime now than anything else.
So much slobbering.
Are you ready to kiss him?
More water might be nice for him.
Mike. You were for him. Oh, here.
Let me bottle of Elion.
Thank you.
But Mike, you drank out of that.
I understand. Hello, Harley.
Yes. That's the good start.
Are you spraying?
That's the good start.
I'm going to have a little Evian now.
Probably not this bad.
All right, no, here we go. You can
keep that. Here, I'll just put that up. So you open it.
And now the, it's amazing that the water bowl seems to appear to be some sort of jello. Mixing with the dog's saliva.
It's a party trick.
Want some more water, Harley? Just your Harley doggy.
Yeah. There you go. Maybe not.
He's
done drinking for the day.
All right, and you're ready now to make out with him?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Lisa, I owe you for this.
Okay.
Lisa has taken over the microphone duties for me.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Robbie, start the
party. Look at that face.
And go.
Wait, calm down. Hold on. A little less aggressive, please.
Hold on. It's like you're raping the dog's face.
Yes, you have to let the dog come to you a little bit.
You are so aggressive.
Gotta be mutual.
Jumping on his face. Jumping on his face. This guy.
Bukake.
Now, it is a giant.
Wow. This has brought out some of the strangest contestants.
It is a giant dog.
Wow.
But goddamn, you are attacking that dog's face.
We should point out that this guy's wearing a business suit. That's another thing.
He plunged his face, his mouth, into the dog's mouth.
He could almost fit his whole head into the dog's mouth.
Right. Just tongue.
We have just try to be tongue. All right, here we go.
Sit.
Ready?
Sit.
Sit.
All right, sit. All right, here we go.
Oh, he's going to be on his back.
Are you going to lie down?
Come on, turn over, buddy. Right. Come on, turn over.
You can't move there,
that's
though.
That's easy. That's like moving a house.
Harley is a little tired right now.
Sure.
All right, ready?
Down here.
All right, go for it.
Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. I know you're nervous. Give me some of that.
Harley's not having any.
Come here.
Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. Come on.
No.
Nope. You want to. Come here. Give me a kiss. Holy yoke. Come on. Give me a kiss. I know you can.
You might want to try some ass play.
If I get him on, if I get him on his back, that's the way I usually
hey,
do it.
Hey, this guy would do it.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Come on, flip over.
Oh.
Come on, flip over. He's trying to roll the dog over now. Harley's not hearing any of it.
Well, you haven't staged fright.
Harley is...
Harley smells.
Yeah, and Harley is just not a player.
And he's got his claws spread to a point where he's not flipping.
He's not going anywhere.
Come on, Harley. Get up. Come on. Get up.
Now, let Harley do this.
I know. I just got to get him up so I can flip him over a little bit, because if he's like that...
I don't think that's going to be happening, sir.
Come on, buddy.
Oh, he's up.
Get up.
He's up.
Get up. Get up. That's a good boy. I said, oh boy, that's it?
No, he's down again. He's back down again.
Let's roll over like you do.
Harley's
come on.
He's not going anywhere.
This guy.
How long has he been drinking?
Was it contestant?
No, the dog.
Come on, get up.
Harley's chilling. Harley's not going to kiss you.
No, there's going to be no kissing between this guy.
There. Oh, but he seems to want to kiss Lisa.
It's... Huh. And now he's down again.
Oh, he's up. He's down.
Now sit.
Sit.
No, he lays
down. Oh, there we go.
Almost over.
Come on.
All right.
He's
now wrestling. Now, sure, he's a WWE with the dog.
Now he's wrestling the dog.
Yeah, he's situated.
Now, No, that's enough. That's enough.
All right, I'm sorry. Disqualification.
You get credit on bringing the biggest dog in here, but unfortunately, Harley was not participating, and Harley is such a sweet little dog. You're such a sweet doggy, Harley.
What was that? I can't hear you. Get on the microphone, please.
Do you mind if I just get... He's got his tongue out right now. Do you mind if I try to give him a little one right now?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Right
there. Harley,
come here. Come here.
No, he's pulling away.
Like this.
Nope, doesn't like it. Doesn't want to do it. Doesn't like it at all. Harley's such a good...
Harley, sit up.
Come on, get up.
No.
Get up. There we go.
All right, Harley. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye, Harley.
Bye-bye, Harley.
Bye. This studio smells very bad right now.
Okay, Brian. Goodbye.
All right.
Thank you, Brian.
Nice meeting you, sir.
Nice job, Brian. You made a valiant effort.
I tried.
Brian with now beads of sweat on his forehead.
You should have seen him attack the dog.
And, you know, something about being in the business suit covered with dog slobber.
You should have seen him attack the dog when he went at him, and a buzzer, like you said it correctly, it was mouth on mouth.
He plunged his head inside the dog's mouth. Harley seems to have an affection for Lisa also.
Huh.
Seems to like Lisa.
Oh, that's surprising.
Interesting.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't know if the mic picked it up, but at one point Harley just growled, and I swear to you, it sounded like a bear or a crocodile. It was because he did not want to flip.
You know, all I know is you hear about St. Bernards more than any other breed every now and then.
They snap?
They just kind of snap.
You know, all right,
I can see it happening with that guy.
He can't be like in the hot weather, a dog that's...
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Yes.
It is now time to vote.
Man, this is so hard.
Here is who we are choosing from. Nexi, who had three dogs he French kissed, Maverick, Savannah, and Encore. Nexi also had Laura, the girl with perfect areolas. Then you have Logan, the guy who actually let his dog mount him.
Right.
And was making out. You have Diane, the Chinese girl, who had the little pug named Kelly. There was lots of heavy kissing. And keep in mind, she did show us, her perfect boobs. And then there was Dale with the cockapoo Amy. That was the longest sustained kiss at 2 minutes 26 seconds. And Brian with the Harley.
All right, we're all voting right now for our number one. All right. And are we going to reveal this now or when we come back from commercial?
Oh, we'll do it now. We'll bring all the dogs in. We'll do it live on the air.
Very good.
And at least just grab everybody's entries, and I'll just open them up and read them on the air.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Everybody can only vote for one person.
Okay.
And who's voting? We got Don, Mike, Rob, Lisa, Buzz. Five.
Okay, five votes.
So we cannot have a tie.
We will not have a tie. We will have a winner.
Very good.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Okay.
As of course you would say.
Let's bring all the dogs in, all the owners in.
Bring them all in.
And
Joe is probably getting them as we speak.
Okay.
Lisa isn't here, so Joe cannot be told what to do, so we can only count on Joe.
No, I told him.
You told him? Oh, he was told what to do? What's that?
He was off like a shot.
Here they come.
They're going to be calling. Of course, the St. Bernard's going to be right next to me. Change that order.
All the people and all the dogs are coming back into the studio now. Come on back in.
Here they come.
All right.
Very good. Here comes Harley, the St. Bernard. Here comes the Diane with her pug.
There we go.
Here comes Logan and his friend Hoover with his dog. What was your dog's name, Logan?
Graham.
Graham.
Dale and Amy.
Dale.
Oh, my dog's name is Jack Dale. When he poops on the floor.
And, of course, there's Nexie and Maverick, Savannah, and Encore.
You all deserve a fabulous round of applause.
Yeah.
You were all fantastic in the first annual French Kiss Your Dog competition.
Everybody gets the prize back from PetSmart.com.
Right.
And here we go. The first vote is for Dale.
Dale? Okay, Dale, yes, Dale the kisser.
Dale and Amy.
Wow, that's Dale a surprise. And Amy. Very good. Very good job.
The second vote is for Diane.
Diane. Diane got a
Diane
vote.
Diane and her pug.
Very good.
Ellie.
Thank you.
The third vote is for Diane.
Diane, two votes for Diane.
The next vote is for Dale.
Dale, we got a horse race, two each.
Hey, so this is like Survivor now.
This is incredible. I mean, right now, I mean, whoever gets the next vote. What do we do if somebody else gets the vote? Then we have to have a tiebreaker.
Yeah. I guess right now we need both Dale and Diane at the microphones.
Yes, stand at the microphones, kids.
Because I will tell you that I'm going to cheat and look and see that we do have a winner among these two.
So one of the last votes is either for Dale or Diane. I guess we need a drum roll.
Shut out for $500 in cash. The winner of the first annual Don and Mike Make Out With Your Dog French Kiss Contest is Diane and her dog, Kelly.
And her mug. I believe Dale, unfortunately, the breasts probably kicked her over the top there. But her dog also was an incredible kisser. You know, it was incredible.
Dale, don't be mad.
He's a little disappointed.
Say thank you, Uncle Mike, Uncle Don.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? And you know what? You all were fantastic. I mean, you did a good... Well, you with Harley is kind of a disappointment, but... Lexi, you did a great job. Don't be Lexi, you look very disappointed. Are you very disappointed? Lexi, I'll be honest with you. I didn't vote for you because of the B.O.
His name is Nexie.
Nexie.
The girl is named Laura.
Laura and Nexie. It was the B.O. factor that prevented me from kicking it over the top. So, you know, like your friend said, you know, get a good roll on or something like that.
Let me see. We had, should I reveal who voted for who?
Sure. I have no problem with that.
It looks to me like, is this Rob?
That's me.
Rob voted for Diane.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Lisa voted for Dale.
Okay.
Buzz voted for Diane.
Thanks, Buzz.
Did you buzz?
Actually, no.
That's mine, Don.
Oh, that's Mike's. I'm sorry. Mike voted for Diane.
That's Mike.
Nice.
I voted for Diane.
Thanks, Don.
And Buzz voted for Dale.
There you go. Hey, give yourselves all a nice round of applause.
There you go. Very nice. Listen, everybody gets tickets to see Blondie and the B-52s at Merriweather Post Pavilion Wednesday, July 31st. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster, including Ticketmaster.com, MPConcerts.com, and CC.com. Can any of the dogs speak?
Can we get the dogs to bark? Do we have any talking dogs, or are they just making out dogs?
Go for what?
No, Don, they don't seem to want to speak. They simply smell.
He wants to make out
some
more.
You want to have everybody want to make out with their dogs right now? Just one last time?
How about at least Dale and Diane?
All right, let's hear.
Hi.
Go ahead, guys.
I don't think so. She's distracted.
She's distracted. Uh-huh.
All right. Oh.
Come here.
There you go.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, they seem to be.
Here goes Dale again.
Okay. Dale, you can do that all the way home, man.
Dale. Don't worry, Dale. Dale, as soon as you get in the car.
Honey, come up from the basement.
Dale, as soon as you get in the car, you can unrestrict yourself. Let those shorts hit the floor. Take your underpants off.
Just let the dog, the cockapoo, have the run of the car, as per usual.
And look, they are still kissing now. Dale is still kissing his wow. dog, Amy, now.
It was a horse race, or a dog race, I should say.
All right, Harley, get out of here. Thank you for coming down.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, Harley.
Harley seems to be getting along very well with the Cocker Spaniel.
Don, Mike?
Yeah.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you. Thank you for coming down, my
thank
friend.
You. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Don.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thanks,
Rob. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
And she didn't win just because of her boobs.
No,
not at all. The first girl had fantastic boobs as well. Diane and her dog, Kelly, really did make out. Diane had the trick of filling her mouth with water.
And it was a combination of the two factors that they kicked her over the
top.
But
really, it was a two-person competition. It was Diane and Dale.
And like any great competition on this show, nudity will always win out.
Absolutely. And frankly, that guy, Dale, and his dog, Amy, should get a room.
I believe that they get the contestants most likely to continue making out throughout the rest of the episode.
We have to break, and we'll be right back with Nikki Sixx.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Tell me, when that first show is over, will you still love me when I'm an incredibly humongoid giant star?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my hanging out with Ravi Shankar phase?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my carbohydrate sequin jumpsuit, young girls in white cotton panties, waking up in a pool of your own vomit, bloated, purple, dead on a toilet phase? Okay, party, bonus.
The Don and Mike Show.
These two DAs agree on only one thing.
Right. Artfully avoiding terms like Jew, fag, and retard. It's Don and Mike.
Want to say Nikki Sixx is on the phone. Before we get to Nikki, I want to make sure maybe this was right of me. Today is the birthday of my nephews, Nick and Drew, the twins.
Ah.
Love you, boys. Have a great, great birthday.
While we're on the birthday train, my lovely daughter, my youngest, Elizabeth, 5 years old today.
Happy
I'm
birthday.
I'm off to the birthday, the early birthday din-din right after the show's over.
That is not the separate birthday.
No, we're not doing the separate birthday. It's two separate birthdays for her today. I mean, I'm kind of hesitant to get what they want, though. I mean, they're awfully young, but I'm getting them an Xbox. And, you know, it's going to have to stay at Daddy's.
Of course. Mike joining us now from parts unknown.
We don't know where he is. Where's he holed up?
Here is Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue. Hey, man.
What's up?
And listen, here's the greatest thing that Motley Crue ever did. Was girls, 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 because you're guaranteed, no matter what strip club you go into in America,
and this is ultimate. This is when they all parade the girls out.
Right, whether it's upscale or whether it's the skankiest, where you're going just to get a handy wipe.
You have a guy, you know, the disc jockeys that work the strip joints, like, hey guys, all right, yeah, don't forget your bartenders and waitresses. Let's bring out all the girls right now. Here they are. You got to be proud of that, Nikki.
Nicholas Sixx.
Nicholas.
You know, it's like if we could have planned it better, right?
Yeah.
No, and now come on, like you guys didn't plan it that way because you even.
No, I mean, listen, we wrote a song and we didn't think it would be like a strip club anthem.
Oh no, but you mentioned strip clubs in the song, though.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, you know, I'm just being honest with you. We never really thought, you know, it's, yeah, sure, we love strippers and we love rock and roll and decadence and wrecking cars and all that good stuff. But
like the debauchery and all that great,
you know. Just regular stuff that everybody does.
What was the number? What would be the largest number of women backstage at any one time for you guys?
Oh, God.
Like, be careful with these questions, because remember we have the sex quiz coming up.
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to blow it now.
No, not at all, so to speak. But I mean, how many would be back?
It was always, for me, it was like, in the band, it was like the girls would parade backstage and go to the left and go over to Vince's room.
Right,
drug dealers would go to the right and go to me and Tommy's room. Mortician would go to the back and try and revive Mick, you know.
Listen, Nicholas Sixx has written a book called
Six.
The Dirt, which is the confessions of the world's most notorious rock band, which I guess has all the stories from Motley Crue.
Uh-huh.
I love this quote. Explain this quote to me. This is you. And a lot of people like Metallica.
Right.
I like Metallica.
Yeah.
But I love your quote. I still think Metallica has turned into a bunch of effing corporate pigs who sold out to your record company and lawyers with this lawsuit. I guess it's about Napster. In fact, you sold out years ago, suck my D.
Wow.
Now that is...
You can't get any more clear than that.
That is a great
statement. What was the last part?
Suck my D. was that in your statement?
Well, the problem with Lars Ulrich isn't his weight or his balding hair. It's really his mentality, isn't it?
And you meant that when you said that. That was from the heart.
Listen, you know, all due respect, they do suck.
All right, Mike, here's a question for you. Nicholas Six, has he had a vasectomy or not?
I will say that Nikki... Well, we have to hit the old delay on that one.
All right. Hey, listen, the vasectomy shuffle is no fun, you know?
Yeah, now why a vasectomy?
When you've got five kids, do you want six?
Do you have five kids?
Five kids, dude.
My God. Wow.
True or false, Mike? Nikki Six
attempted to arrest his own mother?
Yeah.
I'm going to say true.
Also true.
I'm two for two on the Nikki
Six.
Two for
two? What am I? Am I the prize, or do I get to pitch in here?
Well, you get to take the sex quiz, which I am. Oh. I'm frankly looking forward to this sex quiz more than any other person we've had on the show.
Oh, boy.
Can you tell me who Nicholas Six is currently married to?
No, I cannot.
I hope you're still married to her.
Hell yeah.
From Baywatch, right.
Hell yeah.
Donna, how do you say her last name?
D'Errico.
Donna D'Errico. Oh, you know, from Baywatch.
Oh, no. Man. How long have you been married, Nikki?
6 years.
6 years, and then everything going well?
I was in bed in the middle of the night last night and just rolled over and went, okay, this is not happening to me. This is too fine.
That's great after 6 years. That's fantastic.
And how many times has Motley Crue broken up and gotten back together?
I don't think we've officially ever broken up, actually.
Well, wasn't there a time when somebody...
Vince left the band.
Right.
Bobby left the band, but, you know, I guess, you know, as in Steven Tyler, he just kept going with Aerosmith. I guess I'm Steven Tyler of Motley Crue, you know, I just keep going. And now I'm in a place where I'm like, you know what? If everybody wants to get together and go out like we came in, just blow it up, the original band members, I'm in.
That's right. Cool, and
that's the only way to do it. Otherwise, I think we've said what we have to say.
And between you and Tommy, who's most lucky to be still alive?
Oh, God.
Do you understand that question? I mean, who do you think really burned it out?
Who lived harder?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
I think we all lived harder on different levels, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Tommy and...
Who's been to rehab the most?
Vince.
In the book, I guess part of the thing, the deal with this book is that you tell everything. How do the other guys in the band feel about you revealing all the crap, not only about you, but about them as well?
That was the deal. That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to tell four separate stories to this writer from the New York Times, and we wanted to tell it from our perspective.
Oh,
we didn't want it to be edited by the other band members, and we wanted to put it together, and we wanted it to be four stories of survival. When you get to the part where you find out I slept with Tommy's wife, I mean, that's how Tommy found out I slept with his wife.
And my apologies, because someone just brought in the PR thing. The book is written by Motley Crue. Each of the four guys...
Hey, man, you slept with Tommy's wife?
Tommy, Mick, Vince, and Nikki each have their own separate part.
Pamela?
No, God, I wouldn't sleep with that thing. She got hit by an ugly stick, man.
And what do you think about Kid Rock? What would your advice to him be?
Wear rubber.
What about the story that, and maybe this is in the book, that the guys in Motley Crue had a contest once to see who could go the longest without showering or bathing and still bang chicks?
Yeah.
Is that true? Who was the winner?
I won.
Do you remember how?
And I'm so proud of that, but I didn't get anything other than a few crabs, you know.
Wow. How long did you go without bathing?
It wasn't that long. It was 30 days.
Oh, my God. Wow.
30 days.
Jesus Christ.
30 days, and you still bang chicks.
Well, on the 30th day, I was with the 17th girl.
All right, and who is the most famous, outside of your wife, who's the most famous girl you ever banged?
I've got the wrong guy on that one, man.
All right, but he said star effer. All right, so you're not a star effer.
How about in the entire band? Who is the? Who would you say is the most famous?
Probably Tommy, you know, with Yoko, I think.
Wait a minute. Tom, is this a new... I mean, I don't think
I've ever heard this. I'm sorry, did I say Yoko? I meant Pam Anderson.
All right, I got you. You know, we all
for a moment.
We all took a step back there for just a second, putting Tommy Lee on top of Yoko Ono.
What do you think about the fact that Ozzy has become so mainstream now because of his TV show? Well, I mean, everybody loves Ozzy, and a lot of Ozzy fans who are fans before the TV show are pissed off that now you got guys tying sweaters around their shoulders. Mm-hmm. You know, those type of guys going to see Ozzy because of his TV show. You guys know Ozzy, right?
Sure. How about the money, bro?
It's all about the money.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the money.
Would you do a Motley Crue TV show?
Well, we and my wife turned one down for a multi-million-dollar offer.
Did that come because of the success of the Osbournes?
Yeah, that after the Osbournes, and they came to us and says, man, you know, they're dysfunctional. We want to film you. And I said, and my wife said, no thanks.
Is there a chance that Motley Crue will go back on tour and that you guys will do that in the near future?
If the band wants to do it as the original band members and the band wants to take it out the way we brought it in, like full-on bombs and blowing it up and all those hit songs and just killer rock and roll, you know, show and call it a farewell tour, I'm interested. Otherwise, you know, why?
Okay.
You
know, all right, that's valid.
There's one other great Motley Crue story that I've heard about in the past, and it's a fight between Tommy Lee and Vince.
Mm-hmm.
In an airport, I don't know if it was in Vegas or Reno. Is that true that these guys, really just beating the crap out of each other in an airport?
True story?
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, that's not the first time that's happened either.
Really? Well, where was this? Because I keep hearing that there was a famous fight in an airport.
God, you know, there's been so many
fights,
all right. And I just don't know.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, listen, the name of the book is called The Dirt, and it's by Motley Crue. And Nicholas Six now will take the sex quiz.
I would urge everybody to pay attention. This could be a very interesting sex quiz.
I think this is going to be maybe...
I wish we could skip right to the end.
Yeah. One of the best we've ever had. Nikki Six, have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
Yes.
Have you ever had sex with a woman while she's menstruating?
Yes.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
Have you enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Yes.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
No.
Oh, surprise.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Yes.
You have sex in the no-no?
Yes.
Yes. He doesn't like that.
I know. That's an exit, not an entrance. Have you J-O'd today?
No.
Will you?
I hope not.
Okay, great.
Okay. Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Shocker.
No.
Right. You know, you see, let me just tell you, to the average run-of-the-mill celebrity, a guy like Dennis Franz.
Right.
Or that uptight woman from Everybody Loves Raymond. These are very...
legitimate questions.
Controversial, avant-garde questions.
I find the sex...
like every day. These are like the questions my kids would get asked in school.
You know, and well, having you part of this quiz, it's almost cartoon-like.
All right, well, Nikki, here you go. Here's the one that we really all want to know.
Okay, the answer is no.
No. To the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000, what do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to have been?
Oh, it's got, I can count them on one hand, and I know all their names.
Come on. You're lying.
That's the truth.
Come on, you're lying.
Just give us a number. This is what I was waiting for, Nikki.
You know what?
Come on.
I can't, because I don't know. I can't remember.
How about a ballpark?
Give us a guesstimate.
A guesstimate. And try to be as honest as you can here.
I have a problem with honesty.
I understand you do, but this is, you have to understand, our listeners are hanging on this right now. They want to hear this.
And I hate to disappoint them, you know. I want to give them, you know, something good like Gene Simmons would give them, but right. I don't have a Polaroid book.
But just give us the truth. I mean, just give us the truth. Just think about it.
I mean, let me really think about it.
Yeah, kind of like a rough guesstimate.
You know, I hate to disappoint you on this one, but you should talk to Vince on this one.
No,
that he knocks him back, man, just
all right,
like years.
Nikki, let me throw out some numbers.
Okay.
And you tell me if I'm ballpark. 5,000.
No.
1,000.
Maybe.
We'll leave it at that.
Okay, 1,000.
There you go.
That is the answer. 1,000 is the official answer, Buzz. Put it in the book.
Official answer. That's it, right? You're going to run with that?
Well, we put it in our big file, and, you know, we see how you stack up. We've had presidential candidates take this test.
And what was their numbers?
Not as high as yours.
Buzz, how did Nicholas Six do on the sex quiz?
On the yes and no answers, he actually matched Dennis Franz with 9 yes answers, but he surpassed the NYPD blue guy with 1,000 partners.
There you go. Give him a nice round of applause. 1,000 partners, although that's not the record.
No. Yeah.
So what's the record?
Diamond Dallas Page, yes. The professional wrestler, I believe, had 1,800 partners.
Oh, God. Yeah, listen, you got to talk to Vince. He's got to have had 10,000.
Wow. All right. 10,000.
I'm not kidding you. Every single night.
We believe you.
For 20 years, it's been a different chick.
It's like banging everybody in the stadium.
All right, well, hold on a second.
What's 365 times 20?
Rob?
365 times 20 is roughly 7,200.
7,000.
Jesus Christ. That's incredible.
Still, dude.
Wow. Boy, you got to have a lot of stamina.
Nikki Six from Motley
Crue. Well, I don't think he lasts very long, but it doesn't matter, does it?
No, it doesn't.
He did it.
Technically, you're absolutely right.
That's right. Anything, it's like, it's in, I'm done.
Look, it's golf in the dirt.
It's in, I'm done. I'm not on the bedpost.
Confessions of the world's most notorious rock band. Nicholas, hold on, please. Great talking to you. Hold on a second, my friend. All right, there is Nicholas Six.
Very interesting. Yeah, you finally got that. Is a great way to approach it, too. You got that 1,000 number out of him, and I think he's lying.
Yeah, me too.
Can't remember.
Although, did
that's
he?
That's valid. Can't remember. Yeah. And Gene Simmons did have a Polaroid book, right?
Yes, didn't he really all have us going, though, when he said Yoko Ono?
Yeah.
About Yoko Ono.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, what happened, Tommy?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
I mean,
he made it up.
Think about Tommy Lee and his big, gigantic D that he used to drive a boat with, having sex with Yoko Ono.
You set up the Yoko Ono. Yoko alarm went off.
Stop it.
Don't worry. Continue on the bow of that boat.
Yoko. Yoko.
The late John Lennon, poor guy.
No, lucky guy.
He got nothing to be around that anymore.
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, what is... Okay, there you go. Take it, Rob. Take it.
Back in your
take
car?
Yes. Yeah, back in my
car.
Back in my car.
Put it on the continuous loop.
Back in my car. What is the lead story on the news and comments today, Buzz?
Today, controversy over the cutoff age for breastfeeding.
Oh.
Buzz, you're still breastfeeding, aren't you?
Every chance I get.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You're fucking deep.
Come, cup their peaches. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Yeah. Here is Buzz Gurdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. An Illinois woman is at the center of a storm over the fact that she breastfeeds her 8-year-old son. There was video of this yesterday on Good Morning America. The boy was suckling as his mother read him a Harry Potter book.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, that is just not right. You're into it, though. You are in the area of breast milk. You get weird.
You know.
This is my area that I get uncomfortable with.
Now, I do find the thought of an 8-year-old still nursing uncomfortable.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
However, there is something about women who are nursing.
Yes.
When that fitty terry shows up.
Right.
And fills those babies with milk.
I never got into the eroticism of that. Like you do.
I did.
I know you did.
I really did.
You always make that milk connection.
Sometimes.
See, I don't like to think of them as sources of nutrition. That kind of turns me off. When I think of them as erotic objects, I feel differently. You see what I mean?
Sometimes, and I was so grateful that my wife has a wonderful bust, but when she was pregnant...
Right. The fairy came.
And one time I was just admiring the globes, just playing with them.
Right.
Squeezed some
soy sauce
came out, and like it's like a squirt gun.
Yeah, a little pin, you know, pinhole size.
Yeah, right across the room.
Yeah. Put your eye out.
Wow, what's that?
Right.
And she said it's milk.
Hey.
And I said it's clear. She said it's milk, and I went, oh.
You expected it to be like something you'd find a giant.
It's not homo.
2% low fat, not homo.
Yeah. Doesn't taste like homo.
And you were hooked ever since.
Ever since then, I've been hooked.
I've never gotten into the, I think of it as the nutrition
thing. All I know is it's God's way of making all women look the way they should look.
Right.
It's God's way of filling up the woman's breast.
I understand
the way it should be, filled.
Sometimes I love hearing your theories.
I love pregnant women's boobs. I love them.
It's good.
I really do.
Well, this Illinois woman says she and the boy do this every 10 days to 2 weeks, even though she says she's not even sure if she's still producing milk.
Now, you know.
Oh,
you know,
that is sick.
And I think that's nutty.
Mm-hmm.
That's nutty.
Yeah.
However, I'd like to get a look at the woman's breasts, though.
I bet. You know, I can tell you what kind of woman it's like. She's like the nudist. She'll look like that.
Yep.
I'm guessing jet black hair, a little matted,
skinny.
Quoting the single
mother. Yeah, facial hair, a mole, maybe with some hair coming out of it.
Quoting the single mother, we are your standard middle-class American family, and we're not doing anything wrong. She says it might only be inappropriate once the boy reaches his teenaged years.
Oh, my God. Listen, I got news for you. When you're eight,
When you're eight, you're in second grade.
You can get aroused when you're 8 years old.
Well, I don't know about that.
She's willing to go to 12.
All the way
12 years old. She's willing to let the kid suck on her tees until he's 12?
Through his 12, she says, when he becomes a teenager, which I guess was 13,
You got to look at the mommy in that situation and find out what's it doing for the mommy.
She says the only thing that's harmed her son is when state officials took custody of the boy over this very issue.
Yeah, keep him.
Thanks to the video, state officials may go after the woman again.
Good.
You're making it less of a turn-on for me, Buzz.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to do that. It's time, though, to talk about what's happening to the stock market. The 3-day slide continued today, with the Dow already below 9,000 for the first time since last October. Stocks have fallen by another 200 points today.
Wow.
Yeah,
this is a free fall.
Yeah. Too bad we're still not out in New York, because I would urge those brokers to just open the windows and jump.
So they may be considering that.
Just jump.
Suddenly, with the corporate scandals and the threat of enforcement and a lack of confidence in the market, stock prices are dropping, not just here, but in Tokyo and London and all over the world. In his bid to clean up corporate America, President Bush wants to outlaw company loans to company executives.
Nice, Bush.
It's the kind of sweetheart deal Bush himself got when he was running a Texas oil company in the 1980s. That, according to today's Washington Post and New York Times, the Post says...
He still breastfeeds.
The Post says Bush got loans worth more than $180,000.
You needn't say anything more than that.
And used the money to buy stock in the company.
Everybody's getting that little picture right now. That's no cotton tip.
The Times says...
Holding onto her pearl necklace.
Bush paid 5% a year on the money with no payment required on the principal for 8 years.
I'm thirsty.
White House says the loans were totally appropriate.
Him and Jeb. Swayed their chance.
Man, just like a couple of puppy dogs.
We don't usually talk about the weather.
Up at Kennebunkport.
I'm ready for lunch, but it could hit 123 degrees in parts of California today.
Mamo.
I'm ready. How about, there's nothing I like better than doing that and then having a bite of a chocolate chip cookie.
God. It's expected to break 118 today in Reading, and that would set a new record.
Yesterday it was 112 in Sacramento and 109 on the other side of the mountains in Reno, Nevada.
I'm thirsty, Mo.
I'm so thirsty.
I thought, give me 1 second. Right. I'll be her.
Okay.
Because you do him so well.
All right, it's time for my daily feed.
George W. and his mother, Barbara.
Professor, I'm thirsty, Mamo.
Hello, son. Hold on.
Lower. Make it lower up.
Lower.
Mama. I just, Mamo, I'm very thirsty.
My son. Hold on a second. Let me get a character. Wait a minute.
It's a nice dress.
Let me get a
Rob, is there any way you can make it go lower?
Yeah, hold on. A little deeper, please.
A lovely dress, Mr.
Mama, I'm just ready for my daily feed. How about breastfeeding?
Oh, my. She makes that sound, too.
It's me. Barbara Bush. I'm sitting on the back porch in Kennebunkport, and look, here comes the Secret Service detail.
Mamo.
Oh, that must be my son, the President George W. Bush.
Mamo, it's time for lunch.
Oh, would you like to breastfeed?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mamo.
Let me whip this thing out. Come on now.
It's amazing, after all these decades, you're still producing.
Get a good one.
Thanks, Mamo. I'm done.
Now, leave enough for your brother, the governor of Florida.
Jeb will come over. And don't forget that plate of chocolate chip cookies.
I've got it right there. Oh, who's got the milk mustache?
I do, Mamo. Thank you.
There's nothing unnatural about this.
No. There's nothing unnatural about your voice either, Mamo.
No. Help me clasp my bra. The 18 clasps in the back. The classic old woman bra.
Secret Service has to wrestle it to the ground.
Oh, God. 18 clasps.
Don't forget my underpants. Wrapped up all the way up to my breast line. You're a good boy. Come to my bosom.
I'm having a heart attack.
That's right.
Oh, Mama,
that's right.
There's less than an eighth of an inch between your bra and your panties.
Let me just tussle your hair while you get Mama's nourishment. That's a good boy.
Mama.
Now tell me, what's the problem with Osama? Tell Mama.
I don't want to talk about it, Mama. It's time for feed time.
All right, here you go. Yes. That's a good boy.
I'm grossing myself out, Mama.
That's a good boy.
Thank you, Mama.
Love you, son.
Love you back, Mama. That was fantastic.
Give me a towel.
Big one.
I'm leaking over here, goddammit.
18 class.
My boots are leaking.
My side is hurting.
Rob, turn this thing off my voice.
Mommy has to go now.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Jeez. Anyway, Buzz.
On one hand, this guy was obviously fed up with all the airport security. On the other hand, he is French. In Miami, a man who had been asked to turn over his belt dropped his pants instead, exposing his genitals, and asked, "Is this good enough?"
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
The 62-year-old Frenchman, who actually lives here in Washington, was promptly arrested on a charge of prohibited conduct.
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing us.
Take a look at my unwashed genitals.
Because
there you are, security people.
Police say women and children were watching as the man exposed himself.
If you look closely, you can see my fromage.
My island can kiss my ass.
Covered with cheese.
There's a kind of chemical called folates. They cause birth defects in the male reproductive system,
And they can be found in more than 7 out of 10 cosmetic products, including deodorants. A major national lab tested 72 mainstream products, including deodorants, hairsprays, perfumes, and various cosmetics. Of the 72 products, only one admitted on the label that it contained folates, even though 52 of the products actually did contain them.
Nikki Six doesn't have to worry about that.
No. When he doesn't bathe.
Yeah.
HMOs are tired of being the bad guy on TV and in the movies. So as a group, HMOs have hired the William Morris Agency to spiff up their image.
Oh, FHMOs.
Homos?
No, a health maintenance organization.
Oh, HOMOs. That's homos. Right, HMOs.
Tastes like homo.
HMOs have been hit hardest recently by the movies John Q and also by the storylines on TV's ER. The HMOs say they're not trying to censor anybody. They say they just want to get the truth out there.
Right.
So they've hired a high-priced Hollywood agency to work on that instead of spending the money on, say, health care.
F them.
Yesterday was relatively quiet, but the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain got a little crazy again today. On this, the fifth day of the run, two people got gored and another runner got hurt just by falling down. A Red Cross worker say one of the 1,200-pound fighting bulls plowed into a group of runners. At one point, one of the charging bulls picked up a wooden barrier with its horns.
Good.
And took the barrier for a ride along with the people who were sitting on top of it at the time.
Please, someone get a camera.
That's too great, isn't it?
Yeah. In vitro fertilization is mainly for couples who have trouble making babies. A lab uses his sperm to fertilize her eggs and then implants the embryo into the womb.
Rob Stewart.
9 months later, the couple gets their own biological baby.
My work is done here.
Except at a London fertility clinic where a white couple recently had twins who are black.
Hello there.
I'm very, very concerned.
The couple was, of course, surprised.
Mm-hmm. Hello there.
But they're now absolutely set on keeping the babies, despite the wacky mix-up.
England can kiss my ass.
England can kiss my ass.
The case is getting a lot of attention, and now there are calls for an investigation.
How come my daddy talk like Hugh Grant?
Hello, very, very nice. Lovely, lovely. So nice to see you.
When do I get to breastfeed with that fine-looking piece of ass you're with?
Oh, that's right. You mean Barbara Bush?
She's lovely. Oh, not that old broad.
Well, you mean the other lady that I'm with? I'm not with her anymore, though.
Elizabeth Hurley's?
She was Spitzville.
Ah.
That's a long time. But I'd like you to meet Divine Brown. Probably more your speed.
Dennis Miller is out of here. After being excused from Monday Night Football, the obscure reference comedian is walking away from 9 years on HBO.
It's too bad.
Oh, that's a drag.
Show is funny, man.
He hasn't said why. The final new edition of Dennis Miller Live airs on August 30th.
Hope he does something else. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he is. Who would have thunk it? The king of rock and roll is the king once more. After being number one for some time now in England, Japan, and other countries, the Elvis song, A Little Less Conversation, is the number one song in the U.S. for the second week in a row.
Doing steady.
And here's what he had to say.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it. I don't know the words to it, so... I can read it. If we give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
Elvis!
Oh, dear. He's down.
The remix of the song from one of E's lesser-known movies is so popular, it'll now be included in an Elvis box set that's coming out in September.
And, Rob, real quick, when is our next Elvis Is Dead show?
August 16th.
August 16th.
Not far away.
25 years.
Amen.
This is the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, EP25.
EP25.
We got a break, Buzz. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, but ass is Virginia. I'm Don Geronimo, and I love ass play. But I love the crap blues band even more.
I know you do.
And my all-time favorite band... Be at the City Tavern in Manassas, Virginia, Saturday night. Join me as we listen to Mike's band.
There you go. I know you love it every time. We'll see you Saturday in Manassas.
And now here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. It's Janet Reno's dance party.
All right.
And it's not just a Saturday Night Live skit anymore. It started that way, but now the former attorney general who's running for governor of Florida and leading in the polls is having a celebrity-laden dance party as a fundraiser. The Wayans brothers, Denzel Washington, Ziggy Marley, Jodie Foster, Kim Basinger, Matt Damon all say they'll be there.
Matt Damon.
Right. We hear from time to time about auctions and eBay items of famous movie and TV memorabilia, but James Commissar of Los Angeles seems to have all the good stuff.
Don't mess around, Buzz.
Not with Der Commissar.
Der Commissar's in town.
Der Commissar.
The former comedy writer has Johnny Carson's last Tonight Show set, desk and all. He has Mork's spaceship from Mork and Mindy and Dr. Spock's ears from Star Trek. He has Columbo's raincoat. He even has some of Ava Gabor's negligees from Green Acres. And he has the original bat phone, which he says is actually made from a toilet plunger. Maybe you heard the...
Now that's BS.
I'm not buying it. No. Maybe you heard that Dolly Parton's going back on the road for her first concert tour in decades. What you won't be hearing is her acoustical rendition of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. It is on her latest album. She says she won't do it on tour, though, because she doesn't want to, and I quote, be hit with tomatoes and eggs. The 13-city tour includes Washington, New York, Dallas, Denver, Nashville, and New Orleans. In sports, the game just keeps getting more attractive. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig says one major league team might not be able to make its next payroll, and that another has so much debt it might not...
It's not the Boston Red Sox, Dad.
And that another...
I know it's not the Red Sox, I know.
And that another has so much debt it might not be able to finish the season. He won't say which teams.
But I'm just laughing at what an idiot Bud Selig is.
Hi, Bud.
I really am.
The talk of strikes and steroids continues in the aftermath of a tied All-Star game.
Hey, Bud, what's your problem?
And when they fire Bud Selig as commissioner...
Oh, they wouldn't.
No, they will. Eventually, they will.
Kidding, yeah.
I see, replace him with a great guy I know named Dan Mason.
Amen. We'll get this straightened out.
Dan Mason would make a great commissioner of baseball.
I guarantee you, team's not going to finish above 500.
Yeehaw.
I guarantee that. I do. I do indeed.
Finally, officials in Moscow, Idaho, are working to shut down Daisy Mace's topless car wash.
Boo!
And there is at least one guy, though, who thinks that's a good idea. He runs a more traditional car wash, and he says the topless joint's running him out of business. Daisy and her girlfriend started their car wash after they'd lost their jobs and needed rent money. Tony Heath, who runs TCC Car Care, says he cannot compete with half-naked women.
You know what he should run as a bar?
Run a Heath's bar?
Heath's bar.
I was sleeping. But I'm sorry.
But right. Daisy is nothing if not cooperative. She says she and her friends would be happy to go to work for Tony. She also knows the city council is about to outlaw topless car washes. But she says customers who want to get frisky are never a problem. She says she just hoses them down. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
All right,
so
that's to everybody and all the dogs, all the doggies that came by today.
Right.
For the big Kiss Off contest. See you tomorrow with a brand new episode. A good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
A good day to you. Wow, you can't wait to get out of here.
Well, I'm just packing my bag.
God damn it. Look, I mean, we're still in there. Just turn around.
Mike will still beat me out the door.
I still will, I promise.
And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
I just saw that. Okay. Winner. You're the winner tonight.
Thank you.
And Rob, can you?
Hey, let's go listen to the tapes of today's show.
There we go.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.